Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Had a little bit of role reversal last night. We did in game four of this six-game series. After the Hounds had scored three in the bottom of the first inning on Thursday night, went on to an 8-5 win, holding off a couple of rallies at the end by the Rough Riders. It was Frisco that jumped on the board with three in the first inning, and that was really just about it. The Riders did actually deny a couple of Rockhounds scoring chances, but the Hounds came up with a goose egg last night for only the fourth time on the season, and 4-0 was the final. Both of the ball clubs got a little bit of benefit from defensive miscues, and that's really unusual. The Riders had three errors on Thursday night. The Hounds had three errors last night. These are two of the better defensive teams, not only in the Texas League, but also in AA. But, hey, every game is a brand new start, and a couple of miscues aided in run scoring in the ball games both Thursday and Friday night. So the Riders now winning for the first time in this series. The Rockhounds winning the first three games, and Frisco winning last night, as mentioned, 4-0. Hounds shot out for just the fourth time, as we mentioned, and for the Rough Riders, well, these two teams have between them recorded 21 shutouts this year. Rockhounds with a league-leading 11, and the Riders just right behind them with 10 shutouts. And speaking of pitching, for many of you, you and I have been on this road a long, long time. Better than 4,000 games in, 33 years, 32 seasons. Kumar Rocker is, boy, as good a pitching prospect, I think, as I have seen. I was talking with Zach Bigley about that very thing. A guy named Rick Ankiel came up with the Cardinals, and that goes way back. That was 1999. And he was still, I think, probably the most polished and best pitching prospect I've ever seen. And, of course, Rick then, the command just absolutely went away after he reached the big leagues. That was in 1999, coming up with the Arkansas Travelers, who were then the Cardinals' AA farm club. Kumar Rocker is absolutely outstanding. He is formidable. He is a big right-hander. I've been told in researching a little more, the mechanics have really kind of smoothed out for him, but he was an absolute monster at Vanderbilt, one of the best pitchers, if not the best pitcher in all of college baseball. And said last night, one of the things I think you really admire, you really tip the cap to, guys, talent has never been questioned at all. But he had a shoulder issue that actually kind of cost him a contract with the New York Mets. They drafted him in the first round, but saw something they didn't care for in the physical report. Kumar underwent shoulder surgery, came back. The Rangers drafted him after he'd spent a little bit of time at independent ball, and again, a first-round draft choice. And he had to then undergo Tommy John surgery. And, of course, a lot of guys come back stronger than before from that, but it's not a guarantee. So Kumar Rocker, last night, just his third appearance of this season, coming off of Tommy John, third at the AA level. And, man, he was good. Hounds got three hits against him, a triple, a clean single to right, and a swinging bunt, but could not get any runs on the board. Kumar Rocker, boy, the real deal, absolutely. Just ahead of our first pitch this evening, let's send you downstairs now with the Star Spangled Banner.
As
Spangled Banner this evening. Breezy and warm one more time. Wind is somewhat pitcher friendly. It's largely inward, but also definitely coming from the right a little bit. So then again, that makes right field just a little less reachable than it otherwise might be. Jake Walkinshaw gets the start for the Rockhounds. Jake coming off a season loss due to injury, but he has looked good since coming back. He will get the start. Domingo Robles expected to pitch as well. And Winston Santos will make his sixth start since coming up from Advance A Hickory for the Frisco Rough Riders in game 5 of this 6-game series. Jake Walkinshaw, baseball in hand. He'll throw the first pitch of our ball game in just a moment. Kick back, relax, my friends. Going to take you out of the ball game. Rockhounds and the Riders coming up after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
And Jake Walkinshaw will throw the first pitch in 96-degree temperatures. The wind really a bit stronger, I think, than it has been at least that first pitch in any of the first four games of this series. And again, right to left and inward. So in terms of pitching, that's the wind you would like if it isn't straight in from right field, because, of course, the porch is very, very reachable. So by nature, somewhat equitable this evening. Waiting for something. Oh, I think maybe the gate down the third baseline. Yep, gate came loose. It hasn't happened in a little while. It used to happen all the time. So now we are set to go. Rockhounds wearing Defenders of the Diamond jerseys this evening, designed by the folks at Marvel. And we are set to go. Kaber Rodriguez to lead it off. Jake Walkinshaw, first pitch of this game, and it's chopped down the third baseline, and Jordan Groshans makes the play, throws to first for the out. One pitch, one swing, one nifty grab, and one man down in the first inning. Before we could even tell you, Jordan Groshans was playing in. Well, Jordan Groshans was playing in. Rodriguez hit a sharp bouncer, and it was toward the line. Jordan reached, and boy, maybe even had to reach a little bit behind him to make that play, and throws Rodriguez out. Terrific effort by the third baseman. Here's Alejandro Osuna. He takes a called strike from Jake, 0-1. Osuna, left-handed hitter, and he's the left fielder. A good ball game last night, bumped the average back up over 300. Pitch drops down low for a ball, one ball, one strike. Ortiz, pretty solid in terms of the resume now, more than 100 at-bats in 30 games for the Riders, and hitting .304. Once you get to 100 ABs, you can really start looking at that average. 1-1 pitch slipped away, missed outside, 2-1. Maximo Acosta batting third and playing second base. Acosta, the second baseman. Cody Freeman again will bat cleanup at third. Cody Freeman, third baseman. 2-1 pitch. Two sharp hops to second base. That'll be handled easily in the throw. First base by Jack Winkler for the out. So a couple of bounce outs. One was routine and one not so much. And here is Maximo Acosta. Abimelech Ortiz will bat in the five spot. He's the first baseman. Abimelech Ortiz. Aaron Zavala is the designated hitter, batting sixth. Aaron Zavala, the DH. Tucker Mitchell behind the plate, batting seventh. Tucker Mitchell, the Frisco catcher. Walkinshaw fires a fastball strike at the knees. Boy, 94 down in the zone. Good life to that pitch, 0-1. Luis Mieses batting eighth in right field. Mieses is the right fielder for the Riders. 0-1 pitch, bounces to the plate, and count 1-1. And Daniel Mateo still hitting only 149, but man, he just clocked a home run out of here a couple of nights ago. Center fielder batting ninth, Daniel Mateo. One ball, one strike. Walkinshaw's pitch, swing and a miss. Oh, a good slider down and away. One ball and two strikes. Rodriguez, Osuna, and Acosta. Freeman, Ortiz, and Zavala with Mitchell, Mieses, and Mateo rounding it out for the Frisco Rough Riders, AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Win last night. Their first of the series, but it bumps the Riders back to 26 games over 500 for the season. They're 66-40. Hounds are behind them by three games at 63-43. Overall, of course. A swing and a miss, breaking ball away. Same pitch the last two. And Acosta is out on strikes. So Gabriel Rodriguez with a sharp bouncing ball that Jordan Groshans made a nice play on to start this game. Ground out and a strikeout. And the first inning is in the books. Top half of it anyway. Half inning complete. It's Frisco nothing. And against right-hander Winston Santos, the Rockhounds are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you'll experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Denzel Clark back in the order and back at the top of the lineup for the Rockhounds. Center fielder leads it off against Winston Santos. Right-hander goes into the motion. Boy, Denzel looking to bunt that pitch high and tight. Boy, he fought it off. Did it hit him? This is interesting. The Riders are going to argue this. That sounded like it hit the bat. Denzel is walking toward first base. He was awarded first base, but boy, that sure sounded like that contact at the bat. So we'll see. The umpires will confer. And, yep, Denzel's going to have to come back to home plate. Gregorio Petit would like a bit more of an explanation. So, and Denzel squared the bunt. Pitch was up and in. Did sound like it hit the bat, but Gregorio's arguing this pretty strenuously. So, actually, he has a very different take on this. Always very demonstrative, not only arguing with umpires, but in general, is G.
Well, there had to have been some question on that call because they're really letting him go. Now that doesn't mean he's over the line at all, but he's arguing and to no satisfaction. So it's an 0-1 count to Denzel. You know, look at this again. You know, I think what it hit was maybe his protective device on the left arm. I don't think it hit the bat. I think G is right. It clearly hit something solid. It didn't just hit the batter, but it'll be called a foul ball. Gregorio, I think you are right. So it's 0-1 to D, and he's going to recollect things. And we got a garage sale going on in the right-hand batter's box right now. He dropped his batting gloves, the bat, the helmet, the protective device, and now he's got to put them back on one at a time. And Denzel, right now, of course, he took off the protective device he wears on the left shin, so that's going back on. He tucked the batting gloves in his back pocket, so they've got to come back on. Basically, right now, Denzel Clark is thumbing his nose at the pitch clock. The pitch clock is not even illuminated at this point. Long enough so that Winston Santos is going to throw a warm-up toss, okay? So one pitch in. Now the batting gloves are on. The helmet is on. Picks up the bat. Taps both feet. Now ready to go. It's the longest time out of the batter's box in the last, two and a half, 3 years. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Denzel, and, of course, a swing and a miss. It's 0-2. I reiterate, baseball is goofy. Nobody on, one man, nobody out. 0-2, the count to Denzel. High set by Santos. Pitch down and away for a ball. 1-2. Brendan Malone on deck. He's the Rockhounds' first baseman. Brian Buelvas will bat third. The DH in this game, Buelvas, the designated hitter. 1-2 to Denzel up high for a ball. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jack Winkler will bat fourth and play the four position. Jack Winkler, the cleanup batter at second base. Jordan Groshans bats fifth and plays the five spot. Jordan Groshans has made a good play already at third. 2-2 pitch, pop foul, out above our heads, onto the roof. Gentle thud, we could barely hear. 2-2, the count remains. Junior Perez in right field, batting the sixth spot. Junior is in right. Shane McGuire behind the plate, batting seventh. Shane McGuire doing the catching. 2-2 to Denzel. Bouncing ball first base side, and that is going to be handled by Ortiz. Throws to first for the out. What a play by Ortiz. Beautifully covered at first by Winston Santos. Boy, that was excellent defense. Top spin bouncing ball toward the right field line by Clark. He went the opposite way. Watching again, boy, Ortiz, and he again reached behind his body. He made that throw from beyond the edge of the dirt, right field line, and Santos made the play. Boy, I mean, that is exceptional by both guys. That is not an easy throw to handle at all. So here's Brendan Malone with the bases empty thanks to an outstanding defensive play by the Riders. Big swing and a miss by Brennan. Comes up empty 0-1. He got a triple last night against Kamar Rocker. Did Brennan, went opposite way, drove the ball into the right field corner. Don't get a lot of triples down there with the short porch blocking things off. Pitch outside and high for a ball, 1-1. Rocker was really mentioned into the pregame, just absolutely dominant. Did get a couple of really good defensive plays behind him. Pitch to Brennan, outside half of the plate for a strike, and the count is 1-2. Rest of the order, Jeremy Ironman at shortstop, batting eighth. Jeremy at shortstop. And Caden Trinkle will bat ninth in left field. Caden, the left fielder, rounds it out. Brendan Malone standing back in. 283, the batting average. Slightly open stance, rocks the elbow a bit as he waits. 1-2 pitch, drops to the dirt. 2-2. So it's Clark, Malone, and Buelvas. Winkler, Groshans, and Perez, and McGuire, Ironman, and Trinkle. No score, bottom half of inning number one. Boy, each team has already handled a really very nice defensive play in this game. Stretch by Santos, delivers that one way high, back to the screen. And a count full, now 3-2 to the Hounds' first baseman. Winston out of Nagua in the Dominican Republic. Undrafted free agent, the Rangers signed him in 2019. Very good start to this season at Advanced Day with Hickory in the South Atlantic League. 3-2, got it. Called third strike. Malone thought it was inside, but he will walk away with a strikeout. Two men down in the inning. That was a pretty good battle, but won by the Riders right-hander, Winston Santos. His name is Brian Buelvas. Brian, right-handed hitter, outfielder by trade, DH in this game. Browns have a good number of bats that have been cooled off of late. Again, a lot of that in the first or the Arkansas series. Pitches high for a ball, 1-0. Brian overall at 233. Right-handed hitter waits. Pitch from Santos, and that's popped in the air. Foul ball. And that'll get back out of play. One ball and one strike. Winston Santos mentioned opened the season with Hickory in the South Atlantic League, Advanced A. Went 6-3 with a sub-3 ERA in 12 starts, 2.80. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 to Buelvas. Gave up just 53 hits and 64 and a third. He struck out 81 batters, walked only 20, so a 4-1 ratio and well over a strikeout per inning at Advanced A. Makes his sixth start since coming up to the Riders. The 1-2 count, the pitch to Buelvas. Check swing, did he go? The appeal, nope, did not. Ball got back to the screen. That would have been kind of interesting, but did not go. Two balls, two strikes. Jack Winkler would be next for the Rockhounds. Shadow has crossed the mound now, so just for a couple more minutes, the ball going off the fingertips right into the Shadow, and a swing and a miss on a breaking ball away. So a couple of strikeouts for Santos. Mentioned at high numbers, at high A, and it's a 1-2-3 inning here. Thanks to a really good play both by his first baseman and by Santos himself to help retire Denzel Clark. So one inning complete, and after one. Rockhounds one. Excuse me. Is it Saturday or so? Oh, that's why. Yeah, no brain power. After one inning, Rockhounds nothing, and the Frisco Rough Riders nothing.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
I did some math during the commercial time out there, and 0 + 0 does not equal 1. Thank you very much. Happy Saturday. Well, indeed, happy Saturday to you. Hope your weekend is terrific. Thank you so much for spending part of it with us here on Valley Live, MILB-TV, and Rockhounds Radio at rockhounds.org. Bob Hart at Momentum Bank Ballpark, where the Rockhounds and the Rough Riders meeting for the fifth time in this series. Again, the clubs met one time, one series, that is, in Frisco. This is the second meeting here. They do not meet again in the regular season. Certainly the Riders are in. Rockhounds would certainly love to join them in the playoffs, but after tomorrow afternoon, teams may or may not meet again. And speaking of tomorrow, 1 o'clock will be our start time for Family Day. Fireworks will follow this game, so if you're in the neighborhood, still plenty of time to come out and join us here at Rocky Town. Top of the second, and Cody Freeman leads off. Jake Walkinshaw finds the inside corner with a called strike 0-1 from the Hounds right-hander. And for Jake, certainly the frustration of missing time due to injury virtually all of last year. Swing the chopper to third base, couple of hops to Groshans. Jordan is there, and the throw in time. So Cody Freeman bounces out to his opposite number. One man down in the second. Here is Bimelech Ortiz. Boy, that guy made a terrific defensive play in the bottom of the first. Big guy, too. He's 6 feet, 230. And without Winston Santos getting to the bag and handling a strong, long throw, you don't get the out. That was really well done. Swinging a foul back out of play. 0-1 to the big right-handed first baseman. Jake Walkinshaw, 6'3", 205. He's 28 out of Seymour, Connecticut. Pitched for the Hounds last year, but only briefly. Pitch drops down low to the dirt. And a count of ball and a strike to the Riders first baseman. Ortiz at 202, but has 8 home runs. He has 35 driven in. Jake with a sign from Shane McGuire. 1-1 pitch, and that's ripped down the right field line as a base hit. Past a diving Brennan Malone. Into the corner. Ball going to rattle around. Junior Perez will come up with it. Ortiz gives a look, but he'll stop at second. But a sharply hit ball right down the right field line into the corner. And a one-out double from Pimelec Ortiz. First base hit of the game. That was. He actually got a ball that was probably middle out, but reached out and ripped it, pulled it down the right field line. Here's Aaron Zavala, left-handed hitting designated hitter. Zavala, an outfielder by trade. Runner in scoring position. One man down, no score in the top of the second inning. Walkinshaw's pitch right back up the middle, but behind the bag, making the play is Jeremy Ironman, throws to first for the out. Boy, the iPad had that one. Ortiz will advance. 6-3 put out. Zavala retired, so a runner at third with two men down. Boy, that ball right over the pitcher's rubber and actually handled on the second base side of the bag by Ironman. But again, he was shading that way, so didn't have all that far to go. Tucker Mitchell will be the batter. He's the catcher. It's by Walkinshaw, swung on and missed. Good fastball away, 0-1. Mitchell 1-for-8 in the series, joined the Riders at the start of this series. Scott Capers went on the injured list. 0-1 stretch by Walkinshaw, just outside for a ball, 1-1. Actually, Scott Capers, I'll correct myself, went on the development list, but not active for this series, so Tucker Mitchell gets the call. 1-1, 1-1, runner at third, and two men down. Walkinshaw's pitch to the dirt, blocked by McGuire. And one saving block, well done. With the 7 o'clock start, shadow already covering almost all of the infield grass. Second, third, and short, all in the bright sunlight, as are all three outfielders. Jake from the set, 2-1 count. Pitch to Mitchell, swung on and missed. The breaking pitch away, and it's 2-2. Ortiz with a one-out double, advanced to third, and the bouncing ball back up the middle. And now a 2-2 count to Tucker Mitchell, with Jake Walkinshaw looking for the exit sign here in the top of the second inning. Jake set right at the letters, 2-2 pitch, drops down low, ball 3, full count. Another good stop by Shane McGuire behind the plate, no surprise there. Excellent defender behind the dish is Shane. 3-2 to the Riders catcher, Tucker Mitchell. Ortiz the leadoff third base, the 3-2 stretch. Pitch takes flight, swung on, lifted high in the air to center field. High in the air and shallow with the wind blowing in. Denzel has it, and the inning is over. No towering fly ball, but didn't get very far into center field. The inning is over. The double will go by the boards. So after 1.5, let's see if you can add 0 and 0 this time and get the right answer. After an inning and a half, Rockhounds and Riders, no score.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Middle third of the Rockhounds order in the bottom of the second inning. Jack Winkler leads it off. Jordan Groshans and Junior Perez to follow against Winston Santos. A great note from Zach Bigley about Winston. He is bidding to become the first player born in Haita in the Dominican Republic to make the big leagues. Again, such a baseball hotbed, the Paita, P-A-Y-I-T-A, that is where he was born. Pitch sails up high to Jack Winkler, up and in, ball one, one ball and no strikes. Bottom of the second inning, no score. Right-hander with a high set. 1-0 pitch. There's a fastball strike at 96, and it's one ball, one strike. When he signed with the Rangers, was throwing the fastball in the low 90s, but he has really increased that velocity line. Shot left side. Jack Winkler, what interesting pattern in this series for Jack. Line drive, base hit, left field, sharply hit. In game one, Jack was 3-for-3 plus a walk. Reached base all four times, went 3-for-3. Went 0-for-3 in game two with a walk. Went 4-for-4 and reached base 5 out of 5 in game three. And went 0-for-4 in game four. And he's 1-for-1 in game five. I sense a pattern forming. Here's Jordan Groshans. Jordan, one of the bats the Hounds have loved to get going, has already made a really good defensive play in this game. Takes inside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Jordan down to 224 now with the Rockhounds. Played in both AA and AAA with the New York Yankees before coming over via trade to the A's. Pitch swung on, line drive center field. Coming on is Mateo, and he makes the catch of the shoe tops. Throws behind the runner. That was close, boy. Daniel Mateo makes the play in center field. That was right at the shoe tops. So Groshans retired, and a good play. I'm going to watch this again on the replay. And Mateo, who has had some defensive issues, boy, certainly didn't there. Scramble, and man, made the catch. Coming in right toward the infield. Ball hit right at him, too. So nicely judged, nicely played. One down, runner at first base for Junior Perez. Junior takes high strike on the outside half, 0-1. Junior got off to a terrific start in the second half. He's still hitting .272 since the second half began, but just one for his last 22, six for his last 48. So it's been a struggle over the last few weeks, a swing and a miss, quick 0-2 count. Base runner is Jack Winkler. He, of course, can run. He has 19 steals, has been caught 5 times, says Jack. No score in the last half of the second inning. Ryder's got a one-out double in the top of the inning, did not score. Rockhounds a leadoff single here from Jack Winkler. 0-2 count with one on to Junior Perez. Set by Santos. Pitch, swing, and a miss, and got him. Fastball elevated at 95, and out is Perez. Two men are down. Second, make it third strikeout. Correct my card. 3 strikeouts for Santos. He got Brendan Malone looking and Brian Belvas swinging to end the first inning. Shane McGuire, the batter. Left-handed hitting catcher. Third baseman is Cody Freeman. He is cheating well in, about 2 steps off the infield grass and well off the bag. Santos with a toss over to first base, and Jack Winkler will get back. Shane at 220 overall in the season, 3 homers, 25 driven in. Set by Santos. Pitch to McGuire is high and away for a ball. Not much, but a little up and away. One ball and no strikes. Winston Santos, by the way, only 22 years of age. So like so many of the kids who are international free agent signees, was signed very young. Been with the Rangers since 2019. 1-0 pitch, and that ball hit in the air to right field. Not deep. Coming on and still coming on and making the play is Meneses. So fly ball to shallow right is handled. Each team with a base runner in the second inning, but neither team can get the scoreboard. After two, Rockhounds nothing, and the Frisco Rough Riders nothing.
You want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
It's a ballpark tradition and a great way to jumpstart your weekend. Thirsty Thursday, enjoy Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds and discount beer and soft drinks at every Thursday home game. Thirsty Thursdays are made possible in part by Widener Apartments and Lone Star Signs. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
I was updating my car during the commercial break, and I had the headphones on, of course, but I thought in the background I heard a familiar song. It's still playing, in fact. That would be Iron Man, I do believe, by Black Sabbath. There's just nothing quite that goes together quite as well as a Saturday evening baseball game in Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, I don't know if that's a match made in heaven. It's a match made somewhere. Saturday night, Texas League Baseball in Ozzy. Here's Luis Meneses. He stands in and chops one foul, 0-1. Meneses, Daniel Mateo, then back up top for Keber Rodriguez in the third inning. No score. The video game, the cap shuffle to the strains of Iron Man between innings. Yeah, you never know what you're going to see on the diamond, never know what you're going to hear on the PA speakers. 0-1 the count. Jake Walkinshaw with a delivery, and that's chopped out towards second base. Couple of hops to Jack Winkler, makes the play at the shoe tops, throws across the body for the out. Play by Jack, one man down in the third. Daniel Mateo. In the Riders' comeback a couple of nights ago, they fell short eventually 8-5. But Daniel Mateo just crushed a two-run home run. It was into the wind and got out to deep left center. Takes a strike on the outside half here. Even with that game, he's still at 159. The home run was just his second. But, boy, you would not have guessed it. He launched the thing. It's down and away. Check swing did not go. One ball and one strike. Hit it out in that 385 area with a 15-foot high wall and into the wind. He swings and fouls this one straight back. Down one and two. Top of the order waiting on deck. And wind is certainly stronger this evening. Still right to left, and yeah, 15 plus now, so it's picked up just a little bit. 1-2 count to the right-handed hitter. Mateo waits, pitched by Walkinshaw, fouled back, and the count is a ball and two strikes. With the win last night, Riders get within a game of the Hounds in the second half. And I will correct Mitch Riddle. Thank you. You the man. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Bounce to the plate and back to the screen. I thought a few years ago that MLB, overseeing minor league baseball, had changed the playoff structure, and they have. We couldn't find it, but Mitch did to make it official. So if the Riders sweep both halves, it would be the second-place team in the second half. Pitch down low for a ball, 3-2. In this particular season, that is significant because the Rockhounds have a 14-game edge over San Antonio in the season overall and 5 games in the second half. Swing, little looper into right field, base hit. Daniel Mateo, who is not a 149 hitter in this series, had that monster home run a couple of nights ago, and on a 3-2 pitch, just really kind of fought one off. Inside-out swing, flare into right field, and a one-out base hit. Top of the order, here's Kaber Rodriguez. Bounced out sharply on a really good play by Jordan Groshans on the game's first pitch. Jordan, as he was on that delivery, is cheating in, his feet pretty much to the edge of the grass. Mateo takes the lead, not going. Pitch, fastball strike, 0-1. MLB, in their wisdom, describes the tiebreaker. If the same team wins both halves, then the team with the next best winning percentage in the half would be the playoff team. That means the second place team. But that's too simple to say, I guess. And, of course, winning percentage is what that's all about. Toss to first base and getting back in is Mateo. But in the rules from, now what, 4 or 5 years ago, pre-COVID, these two would almost, not quite automatically, but boy, San Antonio would have had to win the division for sure. Runner going, pitch is swung on and missed, and boy, the throw a little wide, nicely handled by second baseman Jack Winkler. Stolen base for Mateo. That's his 8th steal for Daniel. And man, these last 2 innings, in terms of being at the dish, and Gregorio Petit, I think, maybe wanted interference on that. He's out of the dugout, and he steps onto the grass. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he wanted interference, would be the guess. Count is no balls and 2 strikes to Rodriguez, and now a runner in scoring position. In his last 2 at-bats, Daniel Mateo has a 2-run home run, a single, and a steal. All that from a guy hitting 149. 0-2 count, Rodriguez waits, no score in the third. Pitch by Jake, tapped toward shortstop, rolling toward Ironman. Sets up throws and got him. Boy, that's a strong throw. Rodriguez runs well, and that ball was really slow in getting to Jeremy. That never really got off the ground. Strong arm. So, again, second consecutive inning, a runner at third with 2 men out. And the batter is Alejandro Osuna. Grounded out to second base his first time up. In the South Division, Rockhounds lead Frisco by 1, San Antonio 5.5 back. So the Hounds a 5.5 game lead over the Missions in a potential wild card as well. Pitch outside for a ball, 1-0. And I think we've mentioned that half game is not going to go away for the Missions. That's a game that was rained out against an opponent they do not see again in the half. The 1-0 pitch. Chop towards second again. 2 hops to Jack Winkler. Second verse, same as the first. Throw to first for the out. So, a 1-out base hit and the stolen base both go by the boards. And we are bound for the bottom half of the third inning. Frisco nothing and the Rockhounds nothing. In recounting the forfeit, it's important to pause at title number 3. When the Rockhounds made it a hat trick in 2016, they became just the 4th team ever to win 3 straight titles and the first since the Fort Worth Panthers in 1922. The 16 season was a virtual replay of the previous year. The Rockhounds and Corpus Christi were again the league's 2 best clubs. The Hounds edged the Hooks in the division series and again defeated Northwest Arkansas to win the title. But it was also a season defined by a single swing of the bat. Theo Sergirosa's walk-off grand slam in the last of the 9th in Game 3 of the division series. Theo and that swing will be the subject of their own segment. The 2016 club was led by Texas League Player of the Year Matt Chapman and an outstanding pitching staff that posted a league-best 3.49 team ERA. The team was guided by Texas League Manager of the Year Ryan Christensen and again followed a so-so first half with a spectacular second. The Hounds went 44-25 to win the second half and 6-2 in the postseason, a combined mark of 50-27.
Brian Christensen managed the Rockhounds in 2015 and 16. In the second half and playoffs combined in those two seasons, his teams went 105-50. 2016 saw the first Texas League hat trick in nearly a century, powered by a grand slam for the ages. And, as it turned out, there was one more chapter yet to be written.
In the last half of the third inning, Jeremy Eierman will lead it off with 8-9-1 for both ball clubs in this inning. Jeremy Rockhound, shortstop. Played anywhere in the infield, and exceptionally so. Winston Santos with the pitch, swung on and fouled off to the right, 0-1. No score in the last half of the third. Jeremy at 236 overall, and again, the Arkansas Travelers did not treat him well. Jeremy last eight games, just 3-27, takes outside for a ball, 1-1. The ups and downs you deal with, and just look for a good swing or two, and try to get the graph going in the other direction. One ball, one strike to the Hound shortstop. Pitch by Santos. Went just down the way. Two balls and one strike. He could not have missed by much at all. Santos with that high set. Hands up around the brim of the cap as he sets up the 2-1 pitch. Swung on, foul back. Jeremy had a rip, and the count is two balls and two strikes. And Santos signed in 2019. He did not start pitching for the Rangers until 2021. He didn't sign or didn't play after signing. And, of course, then 2020, the lost season. Pitch to Eierman is bounced foul wide at third. Owen off the carom, off the dugout. Gregorio Petit makes the play. I think he's having a little fun with Cody Freeman, the Frisco third baseman. And G is not shy. There is nothing shy about Gregorio Petit. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Stays just high. Ball three. Full count out of Jeremy Eierman, leading it off in the third inning. Santos again with the set. Count is full. Into the motion and the 3-2 to Jeremy. That's bounced foul again. And this time, Cody Freeman makes the play in foul ground, 3-2. Caden Trinkle waiting on deck for the Rockhounds. Winston Santos goes in at 6 feet, listed at 160. In fact, turned 22 just right after opening day, 3-2 again, and he got him, a swing and a miss. Backup pitch at 85 miles an hour, and Jeremy Eierman out on strikes. That's a fourth strikeout for Santos. One man down for Caden Trinkle. Caden doesn't have a whole lot of base hits of late. In his last seven games, he's 2-24. However, one of the two was a game-winning RBI. The other set up a key run. Takes just high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Caden playing in left field in this game. Hounds have had six outfielders on the roster for a good amount of time now, so guys rotating a bit. There's a swing and a miss. Count goes 1-1. For the year, Caden at 181. Couple of home runs and 16 driven in. Santos pitch just outside. Count is 2-1. Mentioned the Riders get within a game of the Rockhounds in the South. Arkansas, boy, they have been pitching their backsides off in their home stand. Started against the Hounds and it kept it going against Tulsa. Bouncing ball foul. Count is 2-2 to Caden. Travelers have just been absolutely exceptional on the hill. And they are now within one game of Springfield. Those two again went right down to it. Ah, boy, the wire final game of the first half before Springfield won by a half game over the Travs. 2-2 pitch. Fouled away. If Springfield were to sweep in the North Division, then pretty good battle going on between Arkansas and Northwest Arkansas. Tulsa would be right there as well. Again, especially with the rules, which changed, I do believe, in 2022 pitch swung on and missed. Boy, down in, he's had a really good touch with the slider. Yes, both batters here so far in the third with that pitch. That's five strikeouts for Santos. Again, he was well over a strikeout for inning at the advanced A level. 20 in the third innings, 20 base hits allowed with the Rough Riders. Five walks, 23 strikeouts coming in. Home runs have been an issue for him. Here's Denzel, takes down the way for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Denzel 0 for 1, but it took two really good efforts. First baseman Ortiz and Santos, the pitcher, to get him. 1-0 pitch. Outside, just off the corner. Two balls and no strikes. In his first 20 and a third innings over his first five starts, Winston Santos has given up seven home runs. Don't know that the conditions are overly favorable here for that tonight. We'll see. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1 to Denzel. 271 batting average. 11 home runs and 46 driven in. He asks for time. Here it is, D. Plants the right foot, steps back in. Nobody on, two men down. We're at the bottom of the third, no score. Pitch to Clark. Right there for a strike, and the count goes 2-2. Brennan Malone to be next here in the Hounds' third inning. Infield now entirely in shadows. Denzel swings, fouls this one away right side behind the pitch, but got a piece of it. Still 2-2. Anything hit in the air toward the shortstop, Caber Rodriguez gets to that dicey time of the evening. If he has to move back at all to handle anything in the air, he'll be looking right back into the sun. Brim of his cap just glancing against the sun. Left in center field. Also, I think that's first base coach trying to gently toss the ball into the stands, got the screen. Oh, goodness, and then had some fun with that. Here's the two-ball, two-strike stretch and pitch. Is that one? It's down and away, three balls, two strikes. I think it's one knob already. Yep, it sure is. Yeah, a little frustrated. Couldn't get the ball up and over the screen. 3-2 to Denzel. Takes, went down and away, ball four. Coach to walk, so D is on base. Second base runner for the Rockhounds, the other on the base hit by Jack Winkler. Denzel Clark now on base in 26 of his last 28 games and hitting right about 360 in that stretch. So that's a pretty genuine stretch of games. One on and two men down. See if Denzel's running. 21 out of 26 on the season. And a delayed steal. He's going to want an awful throw. That'll be a steal for Denzel Clark. Boy, Tucker Mitchell just absolutely yanked that throw. So, stolen base. Denzel, we know you have 22. We're trying to get the. We're missing one on the stat sheet. Pitch to Brendan Malone was a ball, so it's one ball, no strikes. Runner in scoring position. The thievery by Denzel Clark, and here's Brennan with a 1-0 count. The Hounds get a runner in scoring position here in the third. Pitch to Malone. Late getting around on the fastball. That's 95, 1-1. Brennan, 283. 10 homers, 54 driven in. That leads the team. Puts him on the RBI leaderboard in the Texas League. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Outside half, called strike on a high strike. 1-2. And Brennan steps out. Tucker Mitchell will give defensive signs as well with two men down in the inning, runner in scoring position, and Malone stands back in. Santos, two strikeouts and a walk in the inning, has a 1-2 count here to the Hounds' first baseman. Malone is set to glance at second base. Santos with a pitch, just down and away, 2-2. Santos, I have a feeling, thought he had a strike. That's, again, borderline pitch, just missed. 2-2 to Brennan, right-hand hitter with a slightly open stance. Santos leans in, has the sign with a man on base. He pitches from the belt. Here's the 2-2 pitch, way outside, back to the screen. So Denzel advances the third on the wild pitch, and that'll make it a 3-2 count. So the wild pitch on Santos. Full count to Malone. No score. Bottom of the third inning. Riders got a runner at third with two down in the second. And again in the top of this, the third inning. Hounds now have a runner at third with two away. Full count to Malone. First base open. Two down in the inning. Stretch and pitch by Santos. And it's popped up. Is it playable? Behind the dish, Tucker Mitchell coming back toward the screen. He's got it. Right down below us. Boy, a great look at that. So Tucker Mitchell hangs on to that one, and the pop-out will end the inning. No runs or hits. A walk and a steal for Denzel Clark, but he is stranded at third base. We'll give you totals coming up in just a moment after three complete. The Frisco Rough Riders nothing, and the Rock Hounds nothing.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rock Hounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rock Hounds. This game summary is brought your way by ConocoPhillips.
After three innings in Game 5 of this six-game series, no score. Rock Hounds and the Frisco Rough Riders. Maximo Acosta leads it off 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Delivery on the outside part of the plate just dropped low. Ball 1 to Acosta. Well, perfect timing. Zach Bigley just sent me a note. We'll fit wearable into our game summary. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Down and away for a ball. 2-0. Riders, no runs on two base hits. Rock Hounds, no runs on one hit. And each team has left two men on base. Hounds have a walk and a hit. And the Riders, two base hits, including a double with one man down in the second. That was Abimelech Ortiz. Pitch high and in here. Ball 3. So this first 3-0 count. I don't think Jake's gone 2-0. No, it's the first time he's gone more than 1-0 in this game. The 3-0 pitch, and that's bounced foul, so Acosta had the green light. So 0-2 and 0 for the Riders with two men left on, 0-1 and 0 for the Hounds with two men left on board as well. Zach telling me no runs in the first three innings in seven of the first 11 games on this 12-game road trip for the Riders, so they have been largely slow to start. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it's inside for ball 4. So, third base runner for Frisco, leadoff base on balls for Maximo Acosta. Not a guy that you want to offer a free pass to. He has 20 steals. He's been caught 8 times, and that is the second highest total in the league, but he's stolen 20. Cody Freeman, the batter, he bounced out to third base his first time around. Hounds lead the series 3-1. Lead the season series to the Rock Hounds 11-5. It's still a little asterisk, I think, with that. Called strike, and it's 0-1 to Freeman. First series between the clubs here was one with Frisco having just clinched the first half with a full season or a full series remaining, a series that both clubs really did think was going to decide the first half, but the Riders went nuts, and the Hounds kind of didn't fizzle out by any stretch, but played 500-ish baseball while the Riders were just absolutely tremendous, starting with that 7-game sweep at Nelson Wolf Stadium. So when they came here again, a little bit of a different tone, I think, to that end of the first half series. Pitch from Walkinshaw, called strike to Freeman, and the count goes 0-2. When the Rockhounds left Riders Field after the series in late May, just a half game separated the two teams. But by the time the final week of the first half rolled around, it was an 8-game lead for the Riders. And so it was all clinched and wrapped up, and that last series was just basically playing ball to play ball. But the Hounds have taken 3 out of 4 in this one. Team split at Riders Field in their only meeting there in the regular year. 0-2 stretch and pitch. Ball popped in the air. Left side. Jordan Groshans, third baseman, waits, and he's got it. Pop out by Freeman. One man down with a man on base, and here is Abimelech Ortiz. He doubled, ripped one down the right field line his first time up. He's got himself a double and already just an absolute web gem of a play in this game. Hounds and Riders tomorrow afternoon, 1 o'clock, our family day. 5 tickets for $25 with a coupon you'll find in today's edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Pitch up and away for a ball, 1-0. And a really cool gesture, our presenting sponsor, ConocoPhillips, offering Rockhounds umbrellas, hopefully to shield from the sun. They work for the rain as well. First 250 fans swinging. That was a cut. One ball, one strike to Ortiz. Wonder where cliches come from. The old, he wasn't cheated on that swing, knowing he was not. 1-1 count to the Riders' first baseman. One man on and one man down in the fourth. Throw to first by Walkinshaw is low, handled by Brendan Malone. Jake into his fourth inning of work, again stretching out a little bit. Expect to see Domingo Robles out of the bullpen. Walkinshaw set. 1-1 count. Long set this time by the right-hander. Delivers, and that ball is hit high in the air, left side, foul ground. Groshans full tilt boogie after it. Going to run out of room. 1-2, the count to Ortiz. Hounds have Caden Trinkle in left field. Denzel Clark is in center, standing right on the edge of sunlight and shadow. Junior Perez around in right. Jordan Groshans is the third baseman, actually playing right about at shortstop right now. Jeremy Eierman is the shortstop. He's shaded up the middle. 1-2 count. Pitch swung on and missed. Pitch got down to the dirt. No foul tip. He is out. So Ortiz out. Second strikeout for Jake. Two down in the inning for Aaron Zavala. Right side of the infield, Jack Winkler is at second, Brendan Malone at first, and Shane McGuire behind the plate. Aaron Zavala bounced out to shortstop Jeremy Eierman his last time up, and that was on a ball hit right back up the middle. And Jeremy was right there, again shading solidly that way. Throw to first, boy, that's close. That was a close call. Good strong low throw by Walkinshaw, good quick catch and tag by Malone. And just back in is Acosta. Pretty good idea to throw over there with two men down. Got a scoreless ball game and the guy with 20 steals. Acosta not running. Pitch to the outside corner is off the edge. And the count, one ball, no strikes. Aaron Zavala at 215. That's three home runs. 33 driven in. One of his three home runs has come against the Hounds. Stretch in the pitch, and that's outside ball two. So two balls, no strikes. Again, in this inning, the only time that Jake has gone more than one ball, no strikes on a batter. Ended up walking Acosta. Now he's 2-0 to Zavala with one on and two out. Set by the right-hander, runner goes. Pitch is swung on and fouled back. So Acosta will come back to first base. A little hesitation, then got a pretty good burst of speed. By the way, we mentioned Arkansas pitching so very well. The Travelers lead Tulsa 2-0 on three hits in the bottom of the seventh inning in North Little Rock. Travs took 4 out of 6 from the Hounds, and boy, they have been really good. Pitch up high for a ball, 3-1. I think they have taken the, if I'm a cheat notes here, I think they've taken the first, is it the first four of that series with Tulsa? pitching has been outstanding. Delivery swung on that sliced foul out of play, the left side. So 3-2 the count. Acosta will run with a pitch. Yeah, Travs have won 5 in a row. They got the Sunday afternoon game against the Rockhounds, and they've won the first 4 of that series with the Tulsa Drillers and have allowed precious little. So Travs right now playing as well, if not better than anybody in the league. 3-2 count to Zavala. Acosta will run with the pitch. He goes. Pitch takes flight. Swung on and missed. Got him. Boy, and Jake Walkinshaw, that was just good old country hardball there. That was a fastball right down to shoot at 95 with great life on it. And Jake Walkinshaw is through 4 innings, giving up just 2 base hits and 1 walk in this ball game. So, man, that's, really a good story. Guy who missed virtually all of last year due to injury, coming back and coming back strong. We go to the bottom of the 4th. It's the Rockhounds nothing and Frisco nothing.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Okay, class. So we all know that E equals MC squared. But what about F and G? What are they squared? Huh?
This is Advanced English Lit. What happened to Miss Eileen?
Okay, so I'm not a teacher. I'm an Optimum Tech. When it comes to connectivity, we're experts. If millions of communities rely on us for internet and mobile, you can too. Optimum. Where local is big time. Visit Optimum.com today.
Imagine, you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Our Hilliard Office Solutions trivia tonight. I'm going to tell you the tale of two games with really good intentions that didn't work out exactly well. Here is Brian Wellbach to lead it off in the first pitch, swing and a bouncer foul at the plate. 0-1. 3, 4, and 5 in the Rockhounds order. Brian Wellbach, Jack Winkler, and Jordan Groshans, 3-4-5 for both ball clubs here in the 4th. Brian, a strikeout victim his first time against Winston Santos. Shohei Tomioka warming for the Hounds, a swing and a miss. Brian chased one down and away, 0-2. So it looks like 4 innings for Jake Walkinshaw, but again, very strong, very good. No runs, 2 hits, a walk, and 3 strikeouts. Struck out the last 2 he faced. Pitch just outside. Well, Santos thought he had a strikeout. It's about 3 of those pitches just somehow missing the outside corner. Nobody on and nobody down. Bottom of the 4th inning, no score. 1-2 pitch to Vuelva. Swing and a miss. And that time he does get him. Breaking pitch away. So, Brian, a couple of strikeouts. That's 6 now for Santos. Jack Winkler, the batter. Jack with a sharp single to left field, his first time up. That's the Hounds' only hit. Denzel Clark drew a walk. Ryder's got a double from Abimelech Ortiz. A little flare single by Daniel Mateo and a base on balls. That coming to the top of this inning. Pitch down low for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Defensively, Alejandro Osuna is in left field. Daniel Mateo is in center. And Luis Mieses is in right. Pitch swung on and missed. Boy, a rip by Winkler comes up. Comes up empty on the swing. 1-1. Cody Freeman, the third baseman. Caber Rodriguez at shortstop. Maximo Acosta at second. And Abimelech Ortiz at first. Pitch swung on and missed again. 1-2. So Santos may break Jack Winkler's pattern here in this series. We'll see. 1-for-1 in this game. The 1-2 stretch and pitch. Foul back. Do it again on 1-2.
Jack on the season, 243. 8 home runs, 50 driven in. Last night played in his 100th game. This is game 107 for the Hounds, and Jack has played in 101 of them. 1-2 pitch, little chopper, third base. Cody Freeman to play, the throw, and he got him. Well, pattern broken. 1-for-2 in this game is Winkler. Good play by Cody Freeman. Well, two of the games I want to tell you about. Really good plan. Very fan-friendly stuff. The Phillies, I should say, in one case, and the Dodgers in another. Philadelphia goes back a ways, but you will have heard of the player involved in 1981. Pitch down the middle, called strike at the knees to Jordan Groshans. Jordan lined out on a terrific catch by Daniel Mateo in center field in the second. That was a big defensive play that came with one on and nobody out. Line drive handled at the shoe tops. Swings and bounces one sharply foul wide of third base and a quick 0-2 count. Bases empty, two down. Well, Pete Rose, on his way up the all-time hit ladder, was really approaching the first of his major records. He was one hit away from breaking Stan Musial's National League all-time hit record. And the Phillies were playing at home. So if Pete reached that milestone, they wanted to do something to celebrate. 0-2 pitch, fouled away. Count still 0-2. And Pete Rose hit what is described by NationalPastime.com as a wicked infield grounder to Gary Templeton. Now, the fans thought it was a base hit. It was instead ruled an error. And that happens all the time. Again, a little toss of the coin, but it went as an error. Pitch just high for a ball. The crowd, of course, and remember, that's Philadelphia. Any home crowd, of course, I'm sure, would, in that circumstance, would boo, because there, everybody was aware one hit is all Rose needed. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, fouled back, got a tiny piece of it. A lot of times just a general hit at any point. Only those who are really paying attention would have any opinion on it. But in the case of a hit that would have made some history, and then instead it is ruled an error, obviously the crowd was grumbling, and that crowd was in Philadelphia at the Vet, so they were grumbling a lot because they can do that. 1-2 pitch, down and in, 2-2. Philadelphia fans, as you know, are, what's the line, they would boo Santa Claus? 2 balls and 2 strikes. So we'll see where this AB goes for Jordan Groshans. But again, the crowd is not happy at the Vet, and we'll pick the story up 2-2. And that's lifted high in the air, a pop up to shallow left. Shortstop Rodriguez out, and he will glove it, and the inning is over. So the Hounds go in order in the fourth inning. And so far, goose eggs, we'll see. I think it'll be Shohei who will come on the pitch for the Rockhounds, who will tell you what unfolded at Philadelphia when we return. We have played 4 innings at Rocky Town. Rockhounds nothing and the Rough Riders nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be a legend. Strength, determination, and raising the bar. Like Ford F-Series trucks, the best-selling trucks in America for 47 years straight, and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Best in Texas Ford dealer today, or shop at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford F-Series truck. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds.
Based on 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is the coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. And on Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rockhounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockhounds.org.
Shohei Tomioka on the pitch. Jake Walkinshaw, good performance here tonight. Yeah, coming back, remember, after missing pretty much all of last season
due to injury. Jake goes four innings, no runs, two hits, one walk, three strikeouts. And he will lower his ERA to 2.7. So he's stretched out just at least a little bit. Again, that will hopefully continue for the rest of the season. He goes four, and they are shutout innings. And so Shohei comes on. He'll face the bottom third of the order here in the top half of the fifth inning of play. Tucker Mitchell, the catcher, will lead it off. Luis Mieses and Daniel Mateo to follow. Mitchell flew out to center field his first time up. Shohei with a pitch. Down and away for a ball, 1-0. We'll see if he might be, just guessing here, might be the bridge to Domingo Robles as the second of a piggyback start. Here's the 1-0. Ball hit in the air, right field. A deep on the run, Junior Perez. Will he get there? And slides. Nope, can't make the play in foul ground. Good effort by Junior. Ball hit on the gravelly track down the right field side, and Junior trying to make the sliding catch. Ball was fan-friendly. It bounced on the track and went gently up over the wall onto the grass berm. Coming back to the plate will be Tucker Mitchell. Get a second look at this, see how close Junior came. Put on the brakes, yep, just couldn't quite track that down. Heading full tilt boogie toward the wall, and of course at some point he's going to flat out run out of room. 1-1 to Tucker Mitchell. We left you with Philadelphia's crowd in an uproar when perhaps a record hitter's a shot, and that's past Brendan Malone, base hit. Boy, opposite field single for Mitchell. That was ripped. Brendan made an effort, but that ball, clean base hit to right field. So one on with nobody down. The Riders in a scoreless game got the leadoff man on base. Here's Luis Mieses. And Pete Rose with one hit was going to break the all-time National League hit record held by the great Stan Musial. But to play a sharply hit ball was called an error, so instead it's an error, not a hit, and the fans are losing their minds. Pitch down low, good block by Shane McGuire. One ball, no strikes. Well, the Phillies wanted the fans to be able to celebrate if Pete Rose broke the record, so they had fireworks in mind. Celebrate a major, major milestone. Bill Giles, who would own the team at one point, was an executive with the Phillies, and he was the man on the walkie-talkie to communicate. Pitch swung on it. That's a base hit to right field. Back-to-back, almost identical. Stopping at second base is Mitchell. Good strong throw by Perez all the way to third on a hop, but boy, that is second verse, same as the first. Mitchell went opposite way. Mieses ripped that. He pulled that ball. The two very sharply hit baseballs into right field, so the Riders in business here. 2-1, nobody out. And the batter is Daniel Mateo. Tale of two different stats. He's hitting 149 with two home runs on the year. He's 2-for-2 in his last two at-bats with a home run. Two runs driven in. A single and a steal. Infield in at the corners, back up the middle. Mateo turns into the pitch, but it's up and in, did not go. Well, Bill Giles is on the walkie-talkie, and when it's indicated that the Pete Rose swing was an error, not a hit, he gets the walkie-talkie and says no, meaning no fireworks, no hit. Here's the 1-0. That's in front of the plate. That just turns into a sacrifice. Mateo didn't mean to. He won't get credit for it, but he pushes runners to second and third with a swinging bunt. Shohei makes the play, goes to Brendan Malone, but that puts the runners in scoring position, and Keber Rodriguez the batter. Well, the stadium engineer who was in charge of the pyrotechnics as a walkie-talkie, and Bill Giles is yelling no, but the crowd is yelling as well at the vet. And the guy thinks Giles is saying go. Pitch down low for a ball. Count 1-0. Keber Rodriguez has bounced out to third base on the pretty pick by Jordan Groshans and grounded out to shortstop Jeremy Ironman. Infield, not to the edge of the grass, but playing in all the way around. Second to third, one man down. Stretch by Shohei. Rodriguez takes. Low and outside, ball 2-0. Well, you can probably figure out what happened. Pete Rose is standing at first base on an error. No National League hit record anywhere. Crowd is losing their minds, and what happens? Fireworks. Here's the 2-0 stretch. Boy, just low ball three, 3-0. Shohei, a couple of hits in this inning. He hasn't given up a lot of base hits on the season. Walks have been more of an issue, and that's kind of counter to what we kind of would have expected from Shohei. And now he is 3-0 to Rodriguez. Osuna on deck, second and third, one man down. Shohei's pitch backs up over the heart of the plate, big bender, and the count goes 3-1. So Keber Rodriguez at the plate, Alejandro Osuna on deck. No score, but the Riders threaten here. Second and third, one man down. Shohei set, 3-1 pitch, and that ball hit in the air. Left field, not overly deep, and Caden Trinkle will dive, and he can't make the play. And that is going down to second. Oh, the ball dropped by Jordan Groshen. So, boy, pretty good hustle right there by Keber Rodriguez. A little flare in the left center field. So that will, I believe, be an RBI double for Rodriguez. We'll see how that'll be scored. So it is a double, RBI double. Trinkle made a really good effort to get there. The throw came to third, and as Rodriguez was going down to second, Hounds might have had a shot at him, but Jordan Groshen just couldn't quite handle the throw from the outfield. So there's no error there. And now we have an intentional walk to Alejandro Osuna, so that will load him up. Tucker Mitchell came in to score. Miesi is coming to third. And the double, so it's now an intentional pass to Osuna. The base is loaded, 1-0 Riders, and out to the mound comes pitching coach Paul Abbott. RBI for Keber Rodriguez, his 37th of the season. Didn't hit it really hard, but boy, he placed it perfectly. Denzel Clark was booking after it as well. Caden Trinkle made a good effort, but could not handle it, just couldn't quite get it in the glove. And Rodriguez very alertly went to second base. Then Hounds might have had a chance at him. Throw came to third base, and when Jordan tried to field that and get to second base with it, he dropped it. So Rodriguez gets to second with the double. So it's a run on three base hits, and now an intentional walk to load him up. Maximo Acosta will be the batter. He has struck out and walked in two trips. By the way, I wonder when I read the story about, you know, Pete Rose and the Veterans Stadium, and the stadium engineer fired off the celebratory fireworks on an error instead of a hit. Pete Rose in that same game did get the all-time National League record. Pitched down and away for a ball, 1-0. Have to wonder if he had another supply of fireworks. You would hope so. Very cool, too. Stan Musial was there. Very graciously congratulated Charlie Hustle on that record. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, bouncing ball to first base. Here's Brendan Malone. Makes the play. Comes to the plate for the force out. So, base is still loaded, but with two men down. Fielder's choice for Acosta. 3-2 the put out. Luis Mieses is out at the plate. And we'll bring up Cody Freeman. So, obviously, everybody else moving up. So, the intentional walk, while you don't see it this early in a game all that often, but at least on out number two of the inning, it does pay a dividend. Play made at the plate on the force out. Now here's Freeman. He is grounded to third and popped to third. Kind of time called, that is, by Shane McGuire late. So it's Acosta at first, Osuna at second, Rodriguez at third. Two men down, 1-0 Riders, pitched by Shohei just outside. Ball 1-1-0. Cody Freeman second on the ball club with 51 runs driven in. Josh Hatcher leads the team, not in the lineup tonight. Freeman, right-handed hitter, straight away. Tomioka comes set, Shohei's pitch, inside corner, called strike 1-1. So back-to-back singles, both really sharply hit by Tucker Mitchell opposite way, and Luis Mieses, who pulled the ball, both to right field. Unintentional sacrifice by Daniel Mateo and the RBI double by Keber Rodriguez. Bases loaded, two men down. Stretch and pitch by Shohei, swung on and missed, 93 with a fastball away. Count goes 1-2. Beeman like Ortiz would be next. Two men down in the top half of the fifth inning. Shohei from the stretch. High set. 1-2 pitch. Swung on. Fly ball center field. Denzel judging it. Waiting. He's there. He's got it. Inning is over. Well, Shohei comes back and allows just one. And, boy, give a little bit of that to the dugout. And Gregorio Petit and company for calling the intentional walk. That really does pay a dividend. Midway through the ballgame, the Riders are the first team to get on the board. It's Frisco 1, the Rockhounds nothing.
Really good produce? So do we. At H-E-B, you'll always find fresh, flavorful fruits and veggies, including lots of special finds you can't get anywhere else in Texas, like our exclusive Sweet Caroline blackberries. They're the sweetest blackberry you can buy in Texas. Sweet Carolines are in season right now, but only at your H-E-B, where the produce department's always stocked with peak freshness and peak flavor. H-E-B. Here, fresh produce tastes better.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit Acacia Park, where you'll find the best value and a wonderful home waiting for you. In Midland, visit Northridge Court, where you'll find the best selection of floor plans to suit your needs at an affordable price. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Widener.com.
Ovintiv is proud to support Midland and the Rockhounds. As a leading North American energy company, we produce oil and natural gas safely and responsibly, a challenge we've embraced for over 100 years. Ovintiv proudly supports the communities where we live and operate, creating a sustainable future to keep equipment rolling, people working, and families fed. Our products fuel the world. We make modern life possible.
Riders get on the board. It's a 1-0 ball game as Junior Perez leads it off. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Perez, then Shane McGuire and Jeremy Ironman. Facing Winston Santos. Junior strikeout victim his first time up, one of six. For the Riders, right-hander pitched down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Ian Jr. at 238. Trying to get out of a little slide of late. Here's a little meaningless pitch down and away. Count goes 2-0. Meaningless continuity. I was about to tell you a story about the Los Angeles Dodgers, and there was a guy in the first row wearing a Dodgers jersey this evening. It will go to any length for continuity. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch to Junior. Boy, just down and in by Santos. Took that extra moment to look in. He might have had a strike. So a 3-0 count. I think that's the first time he's gone that direction. Sure is. This guy's throwing a lot of strikes. Starters pitch right down the middle here. Three balls, one strike. 3-1 to Junior. And a one-run ball game. He'd love to get Junior Perez on deck. Runs very well. 22 steals in 26 attempts. 3-1 pitch. Shot, swing and a miss. Breaking ball. Count full now. 3-2. And our little mini theme here. Hilliard Office Solutions. Just a little trivia for you. We'll not make you try to come up with a guess tonight. It's Saturday. It's the weekend. 3-2. Junior waits, set by Santos. 3-2 pitch. Check swing. Did he go? He did. He's out on strikes. For Junior, the struggles continue. Strikeouts now at 113 on the season. And again, of late, just not able to get much of anything going. Junior, in fact, now in his last 24 ABs, just 1-24. Batter is Shane McGuire, flew out to right field his first time up. Pitch swung and ripped the opposite way on the move. Oh, that ball's going to get over the head of Asuna. He misread that ball. That's into the corner and left field. Browning, second base and holding there is Shane McGuire. Now he stumbled in left field, and McGuire will come to third. I think that's got to be a triple. I don't think it's an error because he stumbled. Now, again, McGuire had stopped, but I don't know that that's a misplay. Of course, I can't that we can see directly. So, see on the replay, going to be a double and an error. Let's see if he, you know, Osuna kind of misjudged that. I'm going to watch it. We've got a good look at it here.
Yep, he dropped the ball.
I thought he stumbled a little bit, but no, he actually dropped the ball. So, thank heaven for the replay. It is a double for Shane McGuire into the left field corner. Error on Osuna, the left fielder, and we get a visit here to the mound. So a runner at third with one man down. Rockhounds have their second base hit of the game. And the batter is Jeremy Ironman. Jeremy, a strikeout victim against Santos, his first time up. So a double and an E7, runner at third, infield in. And Jeremy swings and pops one up. And he slams the bat down. Shortstop Rodriguez makes the play. Runner at third, one man out, and a pop out to short. Two men down for Caden Trinkle. Jeremy Ironman's been around long enough to know that's an opportunity absolutely squandered there. So runner at third and now two men down. Most of the infield back, staying in simply strategically against Caden Trinkle, is Cody Freeman. He's on the grass by a step at third base. Pitch swung on, bouncing ball to first, handled by Ortiz, and the Rockhounds squander a one-out double. And double, of course, compounded by the error. Had a runner at third, one man down. Two pitches later, inning is over. And that will drive you crazy a little bit anyway. We will go to the bottom, or rather the top half of the sixth inning, give you totals in a couple of moments. And through five is the Frisco Rough Riders 1 and the Rockhounds 0.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is delivered by ConocoPhillips.
Riders get the only run of this ball game to this point in the top half of the fifth inning. This team had a something of an opportunity along the way through the first four, but scoreless to the top of the fifth inning. Tucker Mitchell and Luis Meneses with back-to-back sharp singles to right field starting the inning. Daniel Mateo didn't mean to, but he had a swinging bunt that turned into an erstwhile sacrifice. Put runners at second and third. Caber Rodriguez had a soft flare into left center field that eluded a good effort by Caden Trinkle, and that drove home Tucker Mitchell. Shohei Tomioka and company then got through the rest of the innings, only one run allowed, but the Riders lead it. Hounds got a double compounded by an error with one man out in the fifth. Had a runner at third, one away, but two pitches is all it took, and Winston Santos out of the inning. So we go to the top half of the sixth, and Abimelech Ortiz will lead it off. First pitch by Shohei Tomioka outside for ball one, 1-0. Ortiz, Zavala, and then the man who started the run-producing rally, Tucker Mitchell. Top of the sixth inning, 1-0 Riders, game 5 of a 6-game set. 1-0 pitch, fouled straight back to the screen, 1-1. Frisco, one run, 5 hits and an error, 1-5-1. 6 men left on base. Rockhounds, no runs, 2 hits, no errors, and 3 left on. Ortiz, 1-for-2 with a double and a whiff. Takes inside corner, a delayed call there. 1-2 to count. Fireworks follow our game tonight, Family Day Sunday tomorrow with a 1 o'clock start time. Riders head for home. They've been on the road now. It'll be 2 weeks when they complete the ball game here tomorrow. So it's home for the next 2 weeks for Frisco, and boy, they have been good at Rider's Field. They've been good anyway. Little looping line drive, left center field, base hit. Abimelech Ortiz with his second hit of the ball game, and very similar to the flare that Rodriguez hit to drive in a run. Drops into shallow left center field, and it's one man on with nobody out. It's four hits allowed now by Shohei. Rough Riders are 35-15 at home. Interesting series coming up. They will host the Springfield Cardinals. That's the first matchup of the year between the first half champions in the North and South, Springfield and the Riders, respectively. Starts Tuesday. Pitch swung on, foul back by Aaron Zavala, 0-1 to count. Oh, and then the San Antonio Missions will come to town. They will face the Rough Riders. They have played 18 times this season. Frisco has won 16 of 18 against the Missions. So I'm sure San Antonio will be just pleased as the Dickens to board that bus. Pitch right down the middle, called strike, and it's 0-1. By the way, Springfield is 16-2 against Wichita in the North. That's just really unusual. Hounds are at Tulsa next week. And a week from Tuesday back home, staying against the North Division with Wichita coming to town, the wind surge. 0-2 stretch by Shohei. Swing and a miss, and Zavala is out on strikes. That ball got to the dirt, but it wasn't a foul tip. So strikeout for Shohei on three pitches. His first of the game came on in the fifth. He is the pitcher of record. And now Tucker Mitchell, who is 1-for-2, singled sharply the opposite way, leading off the fifth inning, and came across to score. Hounds and the Riders. Frisco top record in the Texas League. Top in all of AA, in fact. Pitch breaks down and away for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hounds are second in the Texas League, third overall behind Frisco and Tennessee in AA baseball. Riders are 26 games over 500. Hounds are 20 over. Three games behind overall. Pitch right down the middle, called strike. One ball and one strike. Tucker Mitchell flew out to center field in the second inning. Singled and scored, as mentioned, in the fifth. 1-0 Riders, top of inning number six with one on and one away. Shohei is set. 1-1 pitch. Drops down and into the shoe tops, 2-1. You know there are special events, of course, at minor league baseball stadiums, and big league baseball, of course, does it as well. Of course, you have cap night. That's a really big one, kind of a jersey night. We had one of those last evening. I haven't seen many of them at bat night. There were some of those. Wichita used to do that. Guaranteed headache. Here's the stretch of the 2-1 swung on and missed. Good breaking pitch. Two balls, two strikes. And we've done this a few times. It's been a while, though. A night in which you give away a souvenir baseball. It's a really very cool souvenir, but not always a good idea. The L.A. Dodgers did that at baseball night, souvenir baseball giveaway in 1995. Pitch, that'll miss. Ball 3-2. And, you know, you think of California fans, Dodger fans, as being late arriving and kind of mellow and all of that. And they got a really nice souvenir, and they then went out and cost the Dodgers a chance at a win. Runner goes in the 3-2. Ball hit to third base. Back in by Groshen. Throws across on a hop, and Brandon Malone makes the play. Comes off the bag and tags him. Boy, what a good play by Brandon Malone. Tucker Mitchell out 5-3. Good pick by Jordan. The throw was low on a hop, and I mean it was way short. Runner was going, so Ortiz gets to second base. Ball was sharply hit. Jordan make the play at the backhand, and throw was short, but Brendan Malone made a terrific play there. Really good plays by both corner infielders. So runner in scoring position, two out for Luis Mieses, who ripped one to right field his first time. Check swing. Boy, he went. Don't get that very often. Austin Snow, our crew chief, is the third base umpire. He's between the pitcher and the shortstop, but he said the ACs went around 0-1. Luis 1-for-2 with that sharp single. That helped set up a run. Riders 1, Rockhounds nothing in the sixth. Pitch down low for a ball. count, one ball and one strike. The Riders now have shut the Rockhounds out for 14 consecutive innings. Hounds did score in the last of the eighth inning while winning on Thursday night, but were shut out last night and have nothing across through five in this one. 1-1 count in the AC's weights, pitched by Shohei down and into the shoe tops, 2-1. The baseball game, talking about at Dodger Stadium, 1995, souvenir baseballs for the fans. And at one point in the game, they get a little rambunctious and for whatever the reason start throwing the baseballs onto the field, which is stupid. Pitch swung on and missed. Good breaking pitch, 2-2. So you hope that they learn their lesson, okay, and then the game resumes again, and a few innings later, they do it again. Fans interrupting the baseball game by throwing these souvenir baseballs they received onto the field. Chill, folks, chill. 2-2, just up and in. It is a full count to Miesis. First base open, two out in the sixth. 1-0 Frisco. Well, wouldn't you know they did it again. Dodger fans throwing the souvenir baseballs onto the field for whatever the reason. Here's the 3-2, and that ball hit sharply but foul wide at first. Now, I don't know if they were angry with something, doesn't make it any less stupid. Or maybe somebody did it and the clown next to him thought, that looks like a good idea, let me throw the ball out there. Whatever the reason, in the bottom of the ninth of a 2-1 Cardinals lead, the Dodgers are at the plate, the fans are throwing the baseballs onto the field, and the umpire's decision understandably ended the game in a forfeit. Fan support lacking. 3-2. Hard hit ball. Winkler dives. Can't get there. Base hit in right center field. Luis Miesis, boy, he has ripped the ball his last two times up, and that's an RBI single. Riders lead it 2-0. Ortiz comes across to score with ease. Miesis driving home the run on a sharp line drive. Jack Winkler made an excellent effort, but could not get there. So the Riders doing some damage here against Shohei. That's five base hits, couple of runs. And the batter is Daniel Mateo. He's 1-for-2 with a single and a stolen base. He really set the table in the fifth inning, although it was not intentional, with a swinging bunt that moved runners to second and third with one away. Mateo swings, fouls the pitch away, count 0-1. I mentioned Wichita on bat night, or bat day, as the case may have been. At the old ballpark, Lawrence Dumont Stadium, they had metal bleachers in a lot of the ballpark. And if it was bat day, oh my goodness, guarantee you're going to need some Bayer aspirin, Tylenol, whatever it might be. Pitch down and away, 1-1. The clanking of the bats on the metal seats. Oh my goodness. And it just seemed we always drew that day at Wichita. Designated opponent on bat day. 1-1 toss over to first. Boy, that was relatively close. Miesis is back. Leadoff single. Abimelech Ortiz. Went to second on the ground ball by Tucker Mitchell. That was the second out of the inning. But Luis Miesis drives him home with that sharply hit ball to right center. 1-1 count. Mateo waits. Backup pitch. Popped in the air. Is it playable? Shane McGuire looking. Drifting toward the screen. Got it. Inning is over. But the Riders have doubled the lead. It's a run on a couple of base hits. Miesis with the RBI. He's had a good ball game to the bottom of the sixth. Riders 2, Rockhounds nothing.
When the 2017 season began, the Texas League was in its 130th year. Only once in all that time had a team won four or more consecutive championships. The Fort Worth Panthers, who won six in a row in the 1920s. And only three others had ever won three straight. Houston and Waco in the 1910s, and the Rockhounds a century later, entering 2017, having won three in a row. History clearly suggested the streak would end, and it almost did. But the Rockhounds gained a playoff berth as a wild card in the last day of the season. That earned them a matchup with an outstanding San Antonio team that had swept both half-season pennants. In the division series, Bio Sergi Rosa powered a Game 1 win with a Texas League playoff record 8 RBIs.
but by late in Game 4, the Hounds were six outs from elimination before a five-run rally in the last of the eighth led to a 6-3 win, forcing Game 5. The Rockhounds stunned the Missions 4-1 at San Antonio and were bound for their fourth straight appearance in the title series. Tulsa had been the league's best team since making a managerial change in June. The Drillers not only won the first two games in the best-of-five championship series, they did it at what is now Momentum Bank Ballpark. Again, the Rockhound season was on the brink. Following a travel day to Tulsa, what transpired could easily be described as the most remarkable 72 hours in the franchise's first half century. That's coming up in our next edition. Last half of the sixth inning, and Denzel Clark leads it off. He has a walk and a stolen base in this ball game, 0-for-1, and boy, flat out got robbed of a base hit in the first inning. Top of the order. Last of the sixth, on a line drive down the left field line. It's a base hit. Denzel jumped on that pitch and drove it. Here to make the play is left fielder Osuna, but boy, that is a line shot off the bat of Denzel. So that second run the Riders get looks all the bigger. Well, I mean, that was a serious line drive. Denzel, boy, again, could easily be 2-for-2. That terrific play, remember, leading off the bottom of the first inning by first baseman Abimelech Ortiz and pitcher Winston Santos. So now Denzel on leadoff double. Brendan Malone, the batter, 0-for-2. He is struck out and popped out to the catcher in foul ground. Santos set. Pitch outside half of the plate, called strike. Upper edge strike, 0-1. Riders have activity in the bullpen. Frisco leads the Hounds 2-0. The last of the sixth, Colin Palouse warming for the Rockhounds. The 0-1 set, the look at second. Pitch to the plate, stays high and tight. The count goes 1-1. Santos, 5 scoreless innings. Jack Winkler led off the second with a single. Hounds had a runner at third with 2 down in the third inning. Of course, then a runner at third with 1 away in the fifth. And that escape is really big right now. Here's the 1-1. Just outside from Santos. 2-1. He's had a good number of pitches right on the border. Brendan Malone is at the plate. Brian Buelvas is on deck. Last of the sixth, 2-0 Frisco. Stretch by Santos. Pitch outside half of the plate. Called strike and a breaking pitch. 2-2. Malone standing out. Taking his extra bit of time. Now we'll stand back in. Pitch clock reset. Santos leans in, looking for the sign from catcher Tucker Mitchell. Denzel the lead. Gets a look from Santos, bluffing, not going. Pitch down and away. Ball 3-2. Brennan at 283 coming into the game. And he and Denzel were really the only two guys who had much of any fun at the plate in Arkansas in that series. And Brennan 6-for-16 in this one. 375, 3-2 pitch. Nope, up and away, ball 4. So 2-1 and nobody out. Rockhounds have tying runs on base. Second walk issued by Santos. And Brian Wilmos will be the batter. Let's see what Gregorio Petit will come up with here. And it will not be against Winston Santos, as the Riders will make a move to the bullpen here. So, sixth inning, two men on and nobody down. And Winston Santos's day will now be done. We'll check, obviously, the man coming in out of the bullpen. Sixth inning. Santos goes 5 innings plus. They've hit by Denzel Clark, just the third that he allowed in the ballgame. He's not given up a run, but is responsible. Both runners on base. The walk a moment ago was his second.
did strike out 7 batters. Just wanted to make sure. 1 wild pitch. The Riders will go to the bullpen. Batter will be Brian Guelbas with Jack Winkler waiting on deck for the Hounds. Damian Mendoza. Yep, it is. Mendoza will come out of the bullpen to make his second appearance of this series. And with the Riders, joined the ball club during this series, did Damian. So Damian Mendoza going to the mound. Maybe his name on the card. Hounds and Riders tomorrow. That'll be our 1 o'clock start time for Family Day, as we have mentioned. Boy, when baseball begins on Tuesday again, the Riders will be home against Springfield. That'll be a really interesting series to watch from afar, to first half winners. And there will be just 5 6 game series remaining. Amazing. It will be just 30 games to go in the regular season when play begins on Tuesday. Rockhounds will be on the road for 3 of those 5 weeks, with home series against Wichita and Amarillo still to go. Brian Guelbas will stand in. Damian Mendoza set. 2 on, nobody out. Is Guelbas bunting? He is not. Takes high and away for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Struck out twice against Santos. And now faces Damian Mendoza. Right-hander from Sonora, Mexico. Has some AAA experience, does Damian. The right-hander's 1-0 pitch. Hard hit ball toward third, and that may be 2. To second base for 1. It's going to be an easy double play. Around the horn. So Brian Guelbas hit it sharply, but right at Cody Freeman, and that's an easy around the horn double play. Advancing to third is Denzel, but that's straight off the Riders will take somewhat gladly, I would think. Runner at third, but with 2 men down. Jack Winkler, the batter, he is 1-for-2. Well, you get a leadoff double compounded by a walk, and all of a sudden it's a runner at third and 2 men down, nothing across. Pitch right down the middle, called strike from Mendoza, 0-1. And again, very similar to the sixth inning, or fifth rather. We are in the sixth of 1 inning ago. Runner at third with 1 man down, and 2 pitches later, inning was over. Jack swings, fouls it back, and a quick 0-2 count here from Damian Mendoza. Jordan Groshans would be next, but right now Mendoza trying to end this threat. Cody Freeman shading the line a bit at third. Infield has him played to pull. Pitch to Winkler. Ground ball to the shortstop. Rodriguez is there and throws, and a little wide, but the inning is over. Boy, Hounds with a back-to-back great opportunities in the fifth and sixth, and come up empty all the way around. No runs on a leadoff double. No errors, and a man is left on base. So neither run scoring, and Winston Santos goes 5 scoreless in this one. Rockhounds will bring Colin Palouse in out of the bullpen. We go to the top half of the seventh, and after 6 complete, it's Frisco 2, Rockhounds nothing.
You ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs, all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Make Rockhounds baseball part of your weekend. We start things off a day early with a ballpark tradition, Thirsty Thursday. Friday home games feature souvenir giveaways, and Saturday night baseball means fireworks. When the Hounds are home on a Saturday night, we'll have a fireworks show for you after the game. Gates open at 6 o'clock on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, with the first pitch at 7 at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Rock Hounds Baseball, presented by ConocoPhillips. To find out more, go to MidlandRockHounds.org.
Top of the order in the top of the seventh inning, Colin Palouse to face Kaber Rodriguez. 1-for-3 with an RBI double, takes up and away from the right-hander for ball one, 1-0. Shohei Tomioka, 2 innings, 5 base hits, 2 runs both earned, an intentional walk, and a strikeout. 1-0 stretch by Colin. Right-hander kicks, delivers, and just missed down and away. Fastball at 93. 2-0 count to Rodriguez. Alejandro Osuna and Maximo Acosta to follow. Colin making his 20th appearance out of the Hounds bullpen. 2-0 pitch. He'll get there, called strike. 2-1. Same velocity at 93. Colin Palouse, a 1.85 earned run average, 1 save. 34 innings, 26 base hits, and a 2-1 ratio, 11 walks, 22 strikeouts. Precisely 2-1. Swing, little looper back up the middle, base hit. Kind of a soft line drive, and Rodriguez 2-for-4. Clean base hit right back up the middle for Kaber. So one man on and nobody down. And boy, if the Riders add to the lead here, boy, that is big time in terms of a turnaround. Rockhounds with opportunities in each of the last 2 innings to, well, tie a couple of innings ago and get on the board at least in the last of the sixth, but both of those go by the boards. Alejandro Osuna 0-for-2 with an intentional walk. Rodriguez takes the lead, pitches fouled off, count is 0-1. And Osuna at 3-0-4 coming into this game. 3 homers, 17 driven in. Cheating in at third base, almost to the edge of the grass, Jordan Groshans. Jeremy Ironman shading up the middle at short, swinging a foul straight back. Count is 0-2. No balls, 2 strikes. Maximo Acosta is on deck for the Riders. Hounds got the first 3 in this series. The Riders winning last night and did it in shutout fashion. They have shut the Hounds out now through 15 consecutive innings. 0-2, we'll throw to first, but it looked pretty mundane, I guess, when the throw took off. But, boy, that was fairly close. But getting back in is Rodriguez. Riders now have 8 base hits, Rockhounds just 3. Stretch of the 0-2 by Colin. This just down low for a ball. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Sky darkening now. A deep evening blue-gray on a fireworks night at Rocky Town. Breeze has been in evidence all evening long. Right to left and occasionally inward. It's more of a right to left breeze of late. Stretching pitch by Palouse. Punch foul. Good protective swing by Osuna. Stays a ball and 2 strikes. Colin Palouse in his 19 previous outings. And a 1.85 earned run average. 1 ball, 2 strikes to count. Pitch takes flight. That's a nub foul out of play. Jammed him and Osuna fouled it off. 1-2 count. Collins' first go with the Rockhounds came as a starter. He has transitioned to the bullpen, guy with a good amount of AAA experience. Comes set at the belt. 1-2 count yet again. Osuna waits. Rodriguez is running. Pitch is swung on. That's a bouncing ball. Base hit right side. Rodriguez will come to third. So it is first and third, nobody out. Ball got away briefly, but Jeremy Ironman tracks that down. So back-to-back hits again for the Riders. And it's first and third. Rodriguez was running, so he gets to third base easily. Well, that's frustrating for any pitcher. That was an 0-2 count. Remember, he fouled off a couple of pitches, did Acosta. But started at 0-2. He battled and sent it sharply through on the right side into right field. So it's first and third with nobody out. Here's Maximo Acosta. Great chance for the Riders to, again, significantly increase the lead. And after denying the Hounds in back-to-back innings, Pelusa's pitch swung on, popped high in the air. Foul territory, third base side, Ironman and Groshans. Nope, about four rows, maybe five deep into the seats on the left side, 0-1. Riders had a, again, the 1-0 lead. They took that in the fifth and got a leadoff base into the sixth, turned that into a run on Luis Miesi's RBI single, denied the Hounds in the bottom of the fifth and again in the bottom of the sixth, and now have a chance to extend the lead, which is 2-0 with first and third and nobody out. Palou steps away and now will step back up. Acosta at the plate, cleanup batter Cody Freeman on deck. 0-1 set by Collin, pitch takes flight, down the middle bit low. Ball one, one ball, one strike. Still right about 90, 91 degrees, warm and breezy evening in West Texas. The loose set, hands at the belt. The field shading in, pitch swung on and nub foul, one ball and two strikes. Jordan Groshans right up to the edge of the grass at third. Shortstop Jeremy Ironman, second baseman Jack Winkler both playing pretty much even with the bag. Nobody down in the inning. And runners at first and third. Acosta at the plate, Freeman on deck, Abimelech Ortiz in the hole. Throw to first base, runner back. Maximo Acosta in this game is 0-2. He has a strikeout. He's bounced into a fielder's choice and also drawn a walk, so he's been on base one time. 1-2 count. Palou from the stretch. Delivery is swung on ground ball to third. Handled by Groshans to go to second base for one. And now coming home, and I think they got it. Nope, safe. Close play, and Gregorio Petit is furious. Boy, I don't know. We'll get a, see if we get a second look. And Gregorio's going to get tossed, I'll almost guarantee you. Now, if he gets tossed out of the ballgame, Gregorio is furious. Boy, the Rockhounds got the play at second base. The throw came home from Jack Winkler. And called safe at home. So it's an RBI fielder's choice from Maximo Acosta. And, of course, Gregorio going to get a round of applause from the fans. Boy, I mean, that is bang, bang, and that was really a strong throw home. Rockhounds kind of rolling the dice, looking for the double play. Now we're going to get a second look. Ground ball to third, and again, Groshans made the good play. Winkler's throw home. Oh, my goodness, he blocked the plate. Oh, my goodness, now he is out. Oh, my goodness, Gregorio, you are right. Shane McGuire absolutely blocked the plate, and he blocked it legally. That is a blown call. He is absolutely out. Oh, my goodness, what a key play that is. So fielder's choice for Acosta, but, boy, you know, Gregorio reacted really quickly. It was tough to tell from here. Could not tell just the first time. Look, by the way, I'm not the only one who thinks that. Zach Bigley next door said the same thing. He was definitely out. Boy, that is a badly missed call. Gregorio just now heading up the pathway and over to the clubhouse. So run will score. It's 3-0. Boy, Shane McGuire just did a tremendous job on that throw home. Runner at first base goes, pitch is taken, here's the throw down to second base, and that's going to slip through, so coming to third base, Denzel's throw is not going to be in time, so a steal, and now, boy, a runner at third base on the stolen base, and the throwing error on Shane, which you don't see very often, the throw was just low, and it skittered on through, so a runner at third with one man down, frustration all the way around. Of course, the Hounds have been frustrated, and give Frisco tremendous credit for denying a couple of run-scoring chances. But instead, it is now a 3-0 game. I kind of wondered when the Rockhounds were playing the way they were, if they might try to get that type of a double play, which would have been unusual. Of course, it would have been 5-4-2. Ground ball to third base. Jordan Groshans makes the play, throw home, and this time, no doubt about it, out at home plate. Fielder's choice for Cody Freeman. Out as a plate is Acosta. 5-2 goes the putout. So two down in the inning with a runner at first base. And the batter will be Abimelech Ortiz. Ortiz 2-for-3. He's had a terrific game. He has a double in the second, struck out in the fourth, single leading off the sixth, and scored. Pitch by Collins, swung on, fly ball center field. Denzel drifts to his right, has plenty of time and room, and he will glove it for the out. Well, Ryder scored, but it's a gift. And it first cost Gregorio Petito an ejection, which he hadn't done much of this year, by the way. But, boy, that one, gee, if you're listening, you were absolutely, positively correct. No runs on a couple, excuse me, one run, two hits, and one error, and one man is left on base. A little non-Googleable trivia coming up for you. And in the middle of the seventh inning, it's now Frisco 3 and the Rockhounds nothing.
But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Well, frustration on a couple of different levels for the Rockhounds. Of course, failing to score, and that you have to wear yourself, of course. And then a run that was, boy, a run that scored that should not have. And it is a 3-0 game. We'll go to the bottom half of the seventh inning. By the way, again, I don't normally strongly say it or say something that strongly, but again, Zach Bigley, exactly the same reaction, looking at the very same replay I saw, and he's the writer's voice. That was a missed call, and that is a run that should not have counted. Should have been an out. Jordan Groshans will lead it off and go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Junior Perez and Shane McGuire will follow. Little non-Googleable trivia coming up. Going to take you back to a league that also had teams here. It's before the Texas League arrived. Well before the Texas League arrived here, which was 1972 with the Cubs. We're going all the way back to 1959. Pitch way up and in from Damian Mendoza. One ball, no strikes to Jordan Groshans. Jordan 0-for-2, sharp line drive, nicely handled by Daniel Mateo in center his first time. Popped out to short his second. Chopper toward third base, but a foul ball. Count is 1-1. There was a league that was called the Sophomore League. It was affiliated baseball, not quite the same format and degree that you have now, but it was affiliated baseball. Hobbs had a team in the league, Midland, Odessa. Here's the 1-1 stretch. Popped in the air right field straight away. Now drifting back a step or two. Miesis is there, and he will haul it in. Fly ball to right field. One man down in the seventh, and the batter is Junior Perez. 0-for-2. Both on strikes for Junior. Well, it was on this date, ball game, and they don't give the opponent, but Carlsbad, New Mexico had a team in the Sophomore League. You know, it was all basically in this part of the country. The Carlsbad Potashers. Glad I didn't do their radio. That just sounds like a team name going to get you into trouble. I pitch down and away to Junior for ball one. One ball, no strikes. And there was a fellow on the Carlsbad team named Gil Carter, and he got a hold of a baseball and drove it. on this day. Pitch, strike called, knee high outside corner, 1-1. And it is said, at least by some, that it may have been the longest home run ever hit. Got some thin air in New Mexico, that'll help. Pitch is down and in, 2-1. Won't even give you a range because obviously you know some of the more impressive home runs of all time. It's nothing like 1,000 feet or anything, nothing like that. But perhaps, according at least to the story from the sophomore league in 1959, longest home run perhaps ever hit. How far? Shot back up the middle, and that'll be knocked down by the second baseman. Throw into first. Good play by Acosta, and he got him. Boy, that is really good defense. Acosta ranged onto the outfield grass, not quite directly behind the bag, but almost. Went into a slide, popped up, and threw out Junior Perez, and Junior has some wheels. Look at it again, and it vaulted up the mound a little bit. That is just sensational defense by Acosta. So Junior absolutely robbed on that play. Two men down, and here's Shane McGuire. Left-handed hitting catcher takes down low from Mendoza for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Well, that was one pretty play. Ball vaulted up the upslope of the mound. I don't know if that slowed it down at all. Got a little more air under it. But Acosta got to it. Boy, a slide and a pop-up and made the throw to first. A swinging strike, and the count is 1-1. One ball and one strike. Bases empty, two down. 3-0 Frisco. Rockhounds shut out now for the last 15 and two-thirds. 1-1 pitch. Sliced foul out of play. Count one ball, two strikes. We'll see what this plate appearance does. I suppose you could have Googled it by now, but it takes some pretty good Googling this evening. Again, the longest home run perhaps ever hit. Certainly, at least in organized professional baseball. Perhaps on this date, 1959, the sophomore league, Carlsbad, New Mexico, Potashers. Swing and a miss. Fastball elevated at 93 and out on strikes. Is Shane McGuire, and boy, if the Habs were frustrated before, it is continuing. Totals in our trivia answer coming up. We've played seven, and after seven complete, it is the Frisco Rough Riders 3 and the Rockhounds 0.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This game summary is brought to you by ConocoPhillips, presenting sponsor of Rockhounds Baseball.
We have played seven, and the Rough Riders lead it. They broke a scoreless tie in the top of the fifth inning. Got back-to-back sharp singles by Tucker Mitchell and Luis Mieses. It was followed by an unintentional swinging sacrifice. It wasn't a sacrifice, but it served the purpose from Daniel Mateo. Put runners at second and third. Faber Rodriguez, a little flare into left center field. That dropped, and a run scored. Hounds dodged any further damage. Rockhounds in the fifth. Got a double by Shane McGuire, compounded by an error. Runner at third, one out. Two pitches later, inning over, still 1-0. Riders get a leadoff single by Abimelech Ortiz in the sixth. He scores on Luis Mieses, RBI single to right center. 2-0, top of the sixth. Hounds got a double. Denzel Clark in the sixth inning. And a walk to Brendan Malone. It was first and second with nobody out, but a double play and a bounce out. And that threat went by the boards. The Riders scored a run, although, again, call was incorrect with would be 5-4-2 double play at the plate. A couple of leadoff singles and Hounds trying to deny. And a missed call, and Gregorio Petit ejected on the call, understandably. We go to the top of the eighth inning. And a pitch drops down low to Aaron Zavala. Second inning of work for Colin Palouse. Pitch of the totals in our non-Googleable here in a moment. Zavala, Mitchell, and Miesis. Top of the eighth inning. Pitch way low and inside or inside anyway. Two balls and no strikes. Riders, three runs on nine hits and an error, 3-9 and one. Rockhounds, no runs, three hits, one error, 0-3 and one. So the Riders certainly had the better of it. Boy, a frustrating three innings for the Hounds in multiple levels. 2-0 pitch. Line shot back up the middle. Deflects off the glove of Jeremy Ironman into center field. That ball was smoked. Aaron Zavala took a 2-0 pitch. Lines it back up the middle. Boy, Ironman again made a good reach at that. That ball was absolutely ripped. One hopper. So base hit center, one on and nobody out here in the top of the eighth inning. Rockhounds lead the series 3-1. Riders with the lead in this game after winning last night 4-0. James Gonzalez is going tomorrow for the Hounds against Emiliano Teodo. That is a really good pitching matchup. Teodo has been one of the best in the league all year. Swinging a foul back, it's 0-1, and James has really, well, he's been one of the really good stories for certain. 1 o'clock start time tomorrow. Riders home beginning Tuesday, as we have mentioned, a two-week homestand. Springfield and San Antonio come into town. Hounds alternate home and road the rest of the way. Be at Tulsa next week and home a week from Tuesday against Wichita. 0-1 pitch, drops down low, one ball, one strike. Tucker Mitchell, 1-for-3. Single leading off the fifth and scored. This runner is Aaron Zavala. He'll run a little as seven steals has been caught five times. Well, I would imagine there has to be some legend attached. And, of course, 1959 didn't have any of the technology we do now. But there were reports of a ball hit by Gilt Carter of Carlsbad in the sophomore league on this date in 1959. Here's the stretch and pitch by Colin. That ball hit in the air center field. Back a few steps as Denzel makes the catch on a line drive to center field. Well struck. Mitchell is out, and one man down at the top of the eighth inning. The reports are, now I don't know exactly how they would have measured this, but Gil Carter of the Carlsbad, New Mexico Potashers hit a ball reportedly traveled 730 feet. Now, you may not believe it because I don't, but that was the report on this date, 1959, 730-foot home run. And there's one really cool thing about it. Carter was a pitcher. Come on. Yeah. Here's Luis Miesis, a swing and a miss. It's 0-1. No balls and a strike. I'm not sure I believe all of the technology now that tells us how far a baseball traveled. I don't know it. But that was the word anyway. By the way, in that league in 1959, the Hobbs Cardinals, the Midland Braves, and the Odessa Dodgers all played, and yes, they were affiliated. Again, a little different than it is now. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Last ball up at 92, and it's 0-2. One on, one out, top of the eighth inning. Frisco 3, Rockhounds nothing. Colin looks in, the left-handed hitter waits. Miesis 2-for-3 in the game, bounced out routinely to second base, opening the third, and has ripped a pair of line drives since, both of them to right field, the second of those driving home a run. 0-2 stretch by Palouse, short lead from Zavala, pitches up high for a ball, one ball and two strikes. Daniel Mateo on deck, bottom of the order for the Rough Riders. Single runs in the fifth, sixth, and seventh, and they've denied the Hounds a couple of times for the 3-0 advantage. 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, got him, runner goes, throw from Shane McGuire, and not in time, slid around the tag, throw just a little bit short. Zavala with his eighth stolen base in 13 attempts, was running on the 1-2. Get a second look at that. Throw through to second. Yeah, it was just a throw a little bit short, a little bit wide. Jeremy Ironman gloving it, but Zavala got the base stolen easily, or clearly. Runner in scoring position for Daniel Mateo. Swings and sends one high and foul into a pitch black night sky now. Up grass berm, got a bundle of kiddos over there. They all missed the catch, and the ball bounds away. Had 27 kids going after that foul ball, and not one of them got it. No, got it. You know, hey, that's a tough play. It's a tough play. No error charge. No one won the count. Somebody got one on the carry. 0-1 count to Mateo, right-handed hitter. Pitch by Collin. We're just down and in. One ball and one strike. Tip of the cap to the Riders in terms of pitching. They shut the hounds out last night and have done it through seven innings in this one. Stretch by Palouse. Runner in scoring position. Pitch by Collins. Swing and a miss on a backup delivery. And the count is 1-2. Top of the order, Kaver Rodriguez on deck. He's been big in this game. He is an RBI double, a single, and a run scored. Although, again, that run that came on a unmissed call at home plate. Mateo waits from the right side. Daniel waggles that bat a little bit. Bright yellow batting gloves on. Swings and pops another one foul off to the right and out of play. And a count 1-2. Mateo, 149 on the season. He has a single and a steal in this game. Had a two-run home run two nights ago. Just his second of the year. Colin Palouse steps away. Now Collins set to go. Runner at second. Zavala takes his lead. 1-2 pitch to Mateo. Boy, heard the crowd react. Well, I guess just outside. That's one of those. I think Collin thought he had a strike. Looked pretty good. Just missed. Two balls, two strikes. Zavala takes the lead off second base. Gets a look from Collin. Pitch to the plate. And a swing and a miss. And he got him. Breaking pitch down and away. And Mateo out on strike. So a leadoff single goes by the boards. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man left on base. Riders have 10 base hits in this game. And we go to the bottom half of the eighth. Hounds running out of baseball daylight time. Our score after 7.5. Frisco 3, Rockdowns nothing.
To-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and save for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Last of the eighth, and Jeremy Ironman will lead it off. Damian Mendoza to face him. Right-hander's pitch swung on a bounce foul wide at third, 0-1. Jeremy has struck out and popped out to shortstop. And boy, the pop to short was frustrating to say the least. Came with a runner at third and one man down in a 1-0 game. 0-1 stretch, and the pitch swung on a bounce foul toward the third base dugout. Quick 0-2 count. Mendoza came on in the sixth. He got a key double play. That came with first and second, nobody out. And got a ground out to end the inning and the threat. And thanks to that brilliant play by Maximo Acosta back up the middle, got a 1-2-3 inning in the seventh. Junior Perez absolutely robbed of a base hit. Brilliant play by Acosta. 0-2 to Jeremy Ironman. Mendoza with a stretch and pitch, and that's fouled off. And we'll stay 0-2. Last of the eighth. And we'll tell you, just always like to kind of sneak this in late in ball games on Fireworks Saturdays. We'll do a very quick wrap for you when we do get to the end of this game, no matter which team wins, by the way. 0-2 count, stretch and pitch, and a swing and a miss, and Jeremy chased one down and away. So, strikeout for Mendoza, his second back-to-back strikeouts to end the seventh and start the eighth, and here's Caden Trinkle. Caden 0 for 2, he struck out in the third inning and bounced out on a one-pitch AB in the fifth. Again, the Hounds got a leadoff double from Shane McGuire. Ball was bobbled down the left field line by Osuna, so Shane was at third with one man down, but he was stranded. Cheating well in at third is Cody Freeman. Pitch clanks off the glove of Tucker Mitchell. No offense intended. It's one ball, no strikes. Top of the order, Denzel Clark on deck. Caden, left-handed hitter. He's the left fielder in this game. And one of the guys looking to put together a good swing or two and get something going. Swinging, there's a line drive. Base hit in the right field. Just past the glove of the first baseman, Ortiz. And indeed, base hit for Caden. So one man on and one man down. Sharply hit line drive. Ortiz reacted really well to that ball. He almost snagged it. Just looked at it again. Yeah, that ball just got by him. And that was well hit. Line drive. Now here's Denzel. 1 for 2. Could easily be 2 for 2. Ortiz and starter Winston Santos got him in the first inning on a great play. Swinging a foul back. Count 0-1. And again, the third run, really big here. Otherwise, Denzel Clark is the tying run, and frankly should be, but is not. One on and one man down. Stretched by Mendoza. Pitch to the outside half is maybe up and away. Not by much. One ball, one strike. Outfield has him played a little bit to pull in center field, and solidly so in left with Osuna. Shading toward the left field corner, which has a little extra space out there. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Denzel. Swings, and this is breaking pitch away. Same pitch that got Jeremy Ironman gives a 1-2 count now to Denzel. Walked and stole a base in the third, doubled down the left field line in the sixth. First three plate appearances coming against starter Winston Santos. Both starters remain the pitchers of record in the game. Excuse me, I'm sorry, Tomioka is for the Hounds. A swing and a miss. And Denzel out on strikes. So Damian Mendoza, two strikeouts, sandwiched around the line drive base hit by Caden Trinkle. And here's Brendan Malone. Brendan 0 for 2. Struck out in the first, fouled out to the catcher in the third. He did draw a base on balls his last time up. Right-handed hitter with one man on, two down. A lot of room in the right side. Pitch taken down and away for a ball. The second baseman, Acosta, shading solidly toward the bag at second. And, of course, Ortiz holding the runner on at first. Brandon waits, Mendoza set. 3-0 Frisco. One on, two out, eighth inning. Lob toss over to first base, chasing the runner back. Brian Bobas on deck for the Hounds. Last of the eighth inning. At the one-out single by Caden Trinkle, he's there with two men down. 1-0 stretch, pitched by Mendoza. Swing and a miss. Foul tip, perhaps. Count squares at one ball, one strike to the Hounds' first baseman. Brennan with 10 home runs, 54 driven in. That, again, now leads the team, just passing Cooper Bowman. No longer, of course, with the Rockhounds, now with AAA Las Vegas. Brennan waits. Trinkle the lead. Pitch to Brennan up and in for a ball. Count is 2-1. Daniel Mendoza, a little tug on the rosin bag from the right-hander out of the bullpen. Doze is set at the belt. The stretch and pitch to Brennan. Ground ball to third base. And Gall got capped. Pass Freeman. Throw it to first. That'll get away. It'll be first and third. Ball got past Freeman. Rodriguez made the play, but his throw bounded wide. I don't know if Brennan would have beaten that anyway, so we'll see. It's first and third with two men down. It'll be a throwing error. So an E6 on Rodriguez. Caden Trinkle coming all the way around to third base. So Brennan Malone will reach on the error to Rodriguez on the throw. And I just looked right past the replay. And have a visit at the mound here. John Goble is the pitching coach, so he will gather with the battery and the infield. So Brian Guelbas will become the tying run at the plate. There are two men down in the inning. Rodriguez made a nice play to get to that ball. It was hit between third and short. Cody Freeman ranged to his left, and I would imagine kind of flashed in front of Caber. Rodriguez made the play ranging to his right. Still did have time to make the play, but his throw was wide and bounded away. Not enough, by the way, for Brennan Malone to move up. So it's first and third. And here's Brian Guelbas, and boy, he would like to turn around a frustrating night at the plate. He has struck out twice and bounced into a key double play. That came with first and second, nobody out in the sixth. Stretch and pitch by Mendoza, outside for a ball, and down, one ball and no strikes. Boy, got a section doing the let's go Rockhounds, let go. Man, that's like that, well coordinated. One ball, no strikes to count. Brian Waite, stretch and pitch, well outside. He was tempted but did not go, 2-0. Of course, the Hounds get something seriously going here. They've got a largely captive crowd on a fireworks night. 2-0 count. Brian Waits, runners at the corners with two men down. Pitch by Mendoza. Sends it right side. Base hit. Dribbles through. Hounds on the board. Base hit. RBI for Brian. And the throw gets away, but nobody else will advance. So in the score is Trinkle. RBI for Brian Guelbas is his seventh with the Rockhounds. Love to get a second look at that, and we will right here. See where that pitch was. It was a soft, little inside-out swing, spinning like a top, went right past the base runner, Brennan Malone. So the Hounds are on the board. It is a 3-1 game, and that's going to be it for Damian Mendoza. That run, by the way, will be unearned. It'll be first and second. And the Riders will go to the bullpen. And, boy, now again it's a 3-1 game, but clearly, boy, a key missed call in this game. This should be a 2-1 game. Don't normally say it unless it's clear. It was absolutely clear. So, tying runs are on base, but if the correct call had been made in the seventh inning, the tying run would be in scoring position. So that is certainly significant in this game. See who comes out of the Riders' bullpen. Last of the eighth inning, the batter will be Jack Winkler. It'll be Brian Guelbas at first. He runs very well. Brennan Malone can run a little. He's at second. So Mendoza goes in the inning and two-thirds. Run he gave up unearned. Cannot give up an earned run. See who comes out of the Frisco bullpen with two men on. Going to be Jackson Kelly. And again, we'll face Jack Winkler. We'll do a different kind of Astound Broadband road to the show for you. I mentioned this last evening. Young man who was very, very dear to our franchise, the son of Monty and Rita Hopple. Monty, our general manager for more than three decades. He is now our team president. His terrific wife, Rita. Their son is Bryce Hopple. Bryce today ran in the Olympic Games in the 800-meter final and missed a bronze medal by 17/100ths of a second. Do me a favor and just blink your eye. Close your eyes, open them back up again. That is about 17 one-hundredths of a second. So Bryce finished, boy, that much off the podium in the fastest 800-meter final in Olympics history. Here's Jack Winkler now. Two men on, swing and a miss at an off-speed pitch up from Jackson Kelly, 0-1. Jack, 1-for-3. Malone at second, Wellboss at first, 3-1, Frisco. Two on, two out, last of the eighth. Winkler waits from the belt. Kelly looks at second. Twist and comes to the plate. Yanks one high and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. And we've seen Jackson once in this series. Again, does not throw overly hard. Gives you a lot of different looks with the arm slot. A lot of sidearm stuff. One ball, one strike. Two on, two out. Drops down. Yanks one outside. Ball two, 2-1. Doesn't quite go as much a submarine as David Leal does, but similar. And then we'll set up the fastball, even though it's still in the 80-mile-an-hour range, but sets it up nicely for the off-speed stuff. 2-2 count. Winkler waits. Set by Kelly. Pitch takes flight. Popped in the air. Shallow left field. Shortstop is out. Left fielder in. And it is Osuna who will glove it. You know, Jack Winkler pops out. Very shallow left field. The inning is over. Rockhounds get one run on two base hits and an error. Lead two more men on base. And so we will go to the top of the ninth. Going to follow up real briefly on boy, our favorite son, Bryce Hopple. We'll do that when we come back. We'll go to the top half of the ninth inning. Frisco 3, Rockhounds 1.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service, we offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the ninth, top of the order for Frisco. Caber Rodriguez will lead it off against Colin Palouse. Third inning of work for Colin. Delivers down and away. Rodriguez showing bunt but did not offer at it. Rodriguez, Osuna, and Acosta. Rodriguez has been big in the game. He's 2-for-4 with a double and an RBI and a single and a run scored. 1-0 pitch. Stays high. Ball 2, 2-0. And called safe, coming home from third base on an otherwise what would have and should have been a 5-4-2 double play. But that run on the board, and it's a 3-1 Riders lead. The Riders have really denied the Hounds with some good scoring opportunities here in the second half of this game. Called strike on the outside edge. Two balls, one strike to count. The Riders, I believe, have activity in the bullpen. Delivery swung on that ball, hit into the left center field. Denzel, and he will reach up and leaves his feet to make the catch. He is something to watch. Boy, those long strides. That was a well-hit ball. That was right into the wind. So half-fly ball, half-fly drive. Going to watch again. Denzel, boy, tracked it down, and he did. He had to leave his feet. Might have misjudged the depth by just a bit. And again, that ball was well-hit. Denzel with a good play. One man down. Base is empty for Alejandro Osuna. Collin delivers outside. Palouse misses off the outside edge. Osuna 1-for-3 plus an intentional walk. That turned out to be a very good decision. Collin's got a force out at home plate. The intentional walk loaded the bases, and they got the force out at the plate and got out of an inning with only one run scoring. Swing and a miss, one ball and one strike. 1-1 to Osuna. Collin's playing to pull solidly. Groshans is the third baseman playing basically at shortstop. Jeremy Ironman toward the middle. A swing and a miss and a one-arm swing that time. One hand of the baseball bat. 1-2. Maximo Acosta on deck. The top of the ninth inning. Riders 3, Rockhounds 1. 1-2 set. Palouse with the stretch and pitch. Just up and away, framed by Shane McGuire. Crowd bought it, but Mickey Smith, home plate umpire, did not. Pitch missed up and away. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Brandon Malone solidly shading the line at first base. Late in a tight ball game. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back to the screen. Count remains 2-2. I mentioned Bryce Hoppel running today in Paris, France, in the Olympic Games. Known Bryce since he was born. And he is I know it's going to sound cliche, and I'm not saying it because it's my boss's son, but he is one class kid. Here's a swing and a foul straight back. I guess us old people would say he is an outstanding young man, and you know what? He really is. Boy, track and field, that is just absolutely stunning. Again, you train, you run 800 meters, and you miss a medal by 17 one-hundredths of a second. It's stunning. The 2-2 pitch, and that's fouled straight back. Very cool, by the way, and thanks to City of Midland getting involved in this. We had a watch party today for Bryce. And right about, 700 or so? Watched him at the ballpark. If you were here for that, thank you so much. I know it meant a lot to Bryce. I know that. Here's the 2-2 pitch and a bouncer foul. Bryce, by the way, went to Midland High School. Then went on to University of Kansas. And that, of course, boy, I mean, their heritage in track and field, particularly in track, is, boy, among the best in all the nation. He broke a couple of Jim Ryan's records. That's stunning. Swinging a foul straight back. So really doing battle here is Osuna. That's 5-2 strike foul balls. Count is 2 balls, 2 strikes. This will be the 10th pitch that he will see. Palouse comes set. The delivery fouled. Another one back. So Osuna and Palouse really going at it here. A 2-2 count in pitch number 11 about to take flight. Nobody on, one man out. We're in the top of the ninth. It's 3-1 Frisco. 2-2 set by the right-hander. 2-2 yet again. And he got him. Swing and a miss. 89-mile-an-hour pitch and tied him up just a little bit. Osuna out on strikes. Two men down in the inning. Third strikeout for Collin Palouse. Here's Maximo Acosta. 0-for-3 with a walk and also has, again, a bit of controversy in this game, an RBI fielder's choice. Came with runners at first and third, hit a ground ball sharply to third baseman Jordan Groshans, went to second, and Jack Winkler, the relay throw in home, was in time, was called safe. And swing and a miss comes up empty, 0-1. Other side of that coin, Rockhounds have had opportunities but have not cashed in. Just the single run, 3-1 is the score. 0-1 pitch, just down low, and 1 ball and 1 strike. Acosta at 265, Maximo's RBI. This is 45th of the season among the team leaders for the Riders. 1-1 set by Palouse. Pitch swung on, chopped toward third, 2 long hops. Backhanded by Jeremy Ironman. Sets up, throws, and got him. And the inning will come to an end. Well, the Rockhounds down to one more opportunity. We'll go to the bottom half of the ninth. It's Frisco 3, Rockhounds 1.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
Jackson Kelly to try to close it out for the Riders. He will face Jordan Groshans, Junior Perez, and Shane McGuire. The last half of the ninth inning. Riders lead it by a score of 3-1. Jordan 0 for 3. Lined out sharply to center field in the second inning. Good play by Daniel Mateo. He's popped to shortstop and flown to right field since. No Rockhounds. Third baseman. But I'm just going to pitch the thought on Bryce Hoppel again. Young man I've known his entire life and just love him to pieces. And Bryce, all the folks at the ballpark today, it was so cool to see it. And we're really, really proud of you, young man. Really proud of you. By the way, he is the world indoor champion at 800 meters. Man, and that close to the podium at the Olympics. Whew. First delivery misses down and in. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Bottom of the ninth inning. Riders lead it by the score of 3-1. Jackson Kelly got the final out of the last of the eighth. On now, stays on in the ninth. 1-0 pitch to Groshans. Ground ball, left side, going to be handled by Rodriguez. Edge of the grass, throws on a hop. Does he get him? He does. Terrific play by Rodriguez. Boy, Caber Rodriguez and Jordan Groshans frustrated. He is out with that ball again. Edge of the outfield grass range, well to his right. Rodriguez made a terrific play. Riders have had two or three outstanding defensive plays in this game. And, boy, that one, especially in situation as big as any. One man down here is Junior. When he was robbed on that terrific play by Acosta back up the middle his last time. Takes a backup pitch inside. Again, that sidearm delivery from Kelly. One ball, no strikes. So the Riders two outs away from a second consecutive victory with a two-run lead. Perez takes up and away ball two. Two balls, no strikes to Junior. Well, Hounds better bring the lumber tomorrow. Emiliano Teodo going to the mound, a sub-2 ERA, one of the best in the league. And James Gonzalez, left-hander, he's been so good for the Hounds. Good matchup tomorrow. 1 o'clock, first pitch. 2-0. Strike called. Knee high. Just got their outside edge. Junior again 0 for 3, although the last one was, boy, could have easily been the base hit. Just a great defensive effort. Two strikeouts prior to it. Checks his swing, takes a called strike, breaking pitch away. Count is 2-2 at the outside corner. Jackson Kelly leans in, has the sign. Two balls, two strikes now. Time called by Junior at home plate. Kelly seeks feet, 185, some Marietta, Georgia, by the way. 12th rounder by the Rangers. A lot of deception in that delivery. Two balls, two strikes. Junior waits. Stretching 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Chased one up and away off speed. Two down in the last of the ninth inning. And again, you got to tip your cap. Riders pitching last evening and tonight. Just one run allowed. And by the way, it was unearned. So Shane McGuire, the batter. Jeremy Ironman is on deck. He's a guy with a lot of power. Cheating well in the third is Cody Freeman. Swinging a foul away. And the count is 0-1. Nobody on, two out in the last half of the ninth inning. Riders with a win, by the way. But again, even up the South Division in the second half. 0-1 count. Kelly from the belt. Turns and delivers. At the inside corner, calls strike 0-2. Well, I love the fan participation tonight. That's not being coaxed by the scoreboard at all. 0-2 count. Two outs last of the ninth. Pitch is low and away for a ball. 1-2. Shane in the ballgame, 1-for-3, doubled into the left field corner in the fifth inning. It was compounded by an error. He was there with one down but did not score. The pitch on the way, swinging a foul ball. It's a tiny piece of it. This game still has a breath in it. One ball, two strikes to count. Third baseman Freeman really playing shortstop, so left field line is wide open. Pitch way up and away for a ball. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two, nobody on, two out. Riders 3-1. McGuire wheels the bat around a couple of times. He's set. Kelly has the sign, comes at the letters. Now the hands drop to the belt. The 2-2 pitch, and he got him. Swing and a miss. Ball game is over. Jackson Kelly gets the strikeout, a 1-2-3 inning, faces four, retires four, and he will pick up the save. Riders win it. Tip of the cap to Frisco, their second straight win. Terrific pitching and timely hitting. Some terrific defense along the way. It won't take long to do it. We'll wrap this game up quickly shortly, and the totals right after this from Bud Light.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rough Riders, three runs, and they banged out 10 base hits in this game. 3-10 and two errors. Three runs, 10 hits, two errors. Rockhounds, one run on five hits and one error. 1-5-1. Winning pitcher is starter Winston Santos. He is 3-2, and the loss will go to Shohei Tomioka for the Rockhounds. Save is that of Jackson Kelly, who gets four batters in a row to end the eighth and then end the ninth. Riders and the Rockhounds both 23-15 in the second half. Riders improved their AA best record to 67-40. They win for the second straight time, one ball game to go in this series. And we'll come back and put a quick wrap on things when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes in just a moment.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Well, the Riders score in consecutive innings in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. The latter was, an incorrect call, but you know what? It did not decide the game. The three runs, one in the fifth, one in the sixth, one in the seventh, and the Rockhounds were denied in the fifth, sixth, in particular, scoring one run in the eighth inning, Brian Blobos with the RBI. But the Riders win it by the final of 3-1. Tomorrow, Emiliano Teodo, he's been outstanding, a sub-2 ERA against left-hander James Gonzalez for the Rockhounds, and he's been one of the really good stories of this season. 12:50 our broadcast, 1 o'clock first pitch, and we will look forward to seeing you then. And until then, for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at Rocky Town, where the Riders win for the second consecutive game. It's now a 3-2 series. And until tomorrow, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Skelly. And goodnight, my friends, from Momentum Bank Ballpark.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.